Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 21st day of September 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Then I'll be back, of course, tonight, 7 o'clock with InfoWars Nightly News. Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be in studio with us. We covered Gardasil some last night, but tonight is going to be the big special report giving you the full spectrum on exactly what is behind this autoimmune disease-causing bioweapon. So we're going to be breaking that down coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. I'm also going to be going over it some today, some of the huge developments on that front. Of course, this article went up yesterday. I covered it quite a bit, but we need to get back into it today. Vaccine lobby launches Gardasil safety hoax. That, of course, dovetails with billions spent on a cure for cancer, yet cancer rates continue to explode. The UN said it's set to double again in the next decade and a half. This is a giant biological warfare program of the eugenicist against free humanity. Also, federal government recently paid out vaccine autism compensation to 83 families, and their own internal documents admit a clear link with autoimmune disorders causing brain inflammation and brain damage in children. Turns out there's, of course, internal U.S. and British government reports that predate Andrew Wakefield finding the exact same findings he found. They ran the hoax in the last year saying he's been completely discredited and is a liar. And it turned out people in the employ of the vaccine companies put out this lie. Just like the Merck-connected eugenicists have recently come out and said not one single person's ever been hurt by Gardasil, when the CDC, with only 2% of adverse reactions being reported, 2% out of 100. 2 out of 100 reports 18,600 plus adverse reactions, including death from Gardasil. But they come out on every news show in the last week, every news, CNN, Fox, ABC, Meet the Prestitutes, all of them, Lair NewsHour, and say nobody's ever been hurt by this. Hardcore, savage lying and deception. I was thinking this morning, and it really hit me as an epiphany. I know I've said it many times, but just how true it is that the globalists are waging war against reality. They are waging war against the natural world. They are waging war against common sense, because the only way corruption and avarice and psychopathic behavior can operate and continue is if the general public is put into a completely delusional state. All of the craziness you see, all of the over-the-topness you see, is meant to be over-the-top. No one's ever been hurt by Gardasil. I'm wearing a white lab coat. I'm on TV. It's just ridiculous that people say there's a problem when there are hundreds of newscasts on all the deaths and autoimmune disorders. And then you find out, sure enough, 13 different sub-manufacturers of the Gardasil. In a big study and test that was put out last week by a private big vaccine research lab, all of them, by accident, just like the UN got caught binding tetanus pathogen to the female hormone that's secreted in the second trimester, impossible to bring a baby to term, so it's a soft kill weapon on the mother, damages the mother greatly and kills the baby, causes a second trimester onset loss of the baby. It would be a miscarriage, but it's a chemical warfare abortion. / biological warfare abortion. Just so happens over 100 manufacturers with that case by the UN all accidentally added the expensive synthetic hormone. And it just so happens Gardasil just accidentally had the whole virus and just accidentally connected it to the adjuvant aluminum in 13 manufacturers. Complete accident, of course. An autoimmune weapon. Just like that little nasty goodie they had called HIV. That's a Pentagon Navy weapon developed in 1974. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an absolutely jam-packed global transmission against tyranny for you lined up today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. You have founded the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. We're going to have open phones today. We also have Luke Radowski, who's down here visiting us in Austin, Texas, anti-New World Order activist, journalist in his own right. He's going to be joining us in studio coming up in the third hour today. We'll also have open phones during that time period and talk about 9/11 10 years later, more police state, more loss of liberty, no discussion of the growth of the security police state, secret police apparatus ever receding, contrary to that, only rapidly expanding, while basic police services that you actually need are being curtailed. More violence across the border with Mexico. In one case, 30-plus bodies dumped out dead on the road, but that's just a minor footnote in the back of the paper. No, now the TSA is announcing they want to run their fingers through your hair. They've been doing it for a while, but now they're saying everyone will have to be intimately touched. It's all about breaking your will, getting through your comfort zone ahead of forced inoculations. They've got to train cadres of bureaucrats to put their hands on you at the NFL or the school prom, all federally knighted to be able to violate the Fourth Amendment outside of law. We also have big developments on the forced inoculation Gardasil front. We're going to be going over today. Big news on the Fukushima front. More and more Democrats are telling Obama. I saw more than 10 articles yesterday. Washington Post, Washington Times, Chicago Tribune, on and on and on, saying step down, Obama, don't run for re-election. What does that signify? You know, we predicted that would happen in the Obama deception. Anything built up this big was destined to be destroyed because we knew they were planning to fully implode the economy in the 4 years of Obama. They've got to blame everything on him so that people climb the gates at the White House wanting to get near the most powerful man in the world. And so the media focuses on him and the next puppet that's coming, never on the actual puppet masters. There's one candidate who actually talks about the puppet masters and actually talks about the global government that's now revealing itself and coming out in the open to fix the crisis it's engineered if you just give up all your liberties to it, and that's Ron Paul. And that's why he's being demonized. CBS did a big report. Paul Watson's got an article out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today on it. The new establishment dirty trick against Ron Paul is the headline. He's an elitist. Yes, in one day, he was going to give three campaign stops, and so they rented the top-tier candidate a private jet, something that I know a local lighting company does, because if they're going to be going to a big conference, why should they put their 15 employees on a regular jet airplane when for a lesser amount they can rent a private jet? Same thing with Ron Paul and his whole campaign. Of course, he saved money and was able to go to campaign fundraisers and raise more money because he could fly to three places. This is the establishment manipulating people. This is the establishment playing games. The new smear, Ron Paul is an elitist. You know, I've told the Paul campaign privately, why are you letting him fly commercial when it takes much longer? You need to get a private jet. In fact, I talked to some of the campaign folks and found out they've got as many as 10 to 15 campaign people flying commercial with Ron Paul, getting stuck in airports with a top-tier presidential candidate, and he's being groped, as he told you about here on air a few interviews ago. What do you call it? Just disgusting. And I said, do they grab your crotch? He said, yes, it's horrible. It's disgusting. And so now, less money, faster, and they're calling it a major controversy. Next, they're going to say that one time he had a chipped toenail. And you know they're digging through everything on him. They're going to probably say he was never a medical doctor, that he's probably not born in America, that he killed JFK, that he crucified Christ, that he sunk the Titanic, the Lusitania, and the USS Liberty and the Maine, and that, yes, Ron Paul, if your eggs aren't cooked right in the morning, he is a little goblin elf that runs out and turns down the fire to trick you, like Loki, to make sure the eggs aren't cooked properly. If you fall walking down icy steps, Ron Paul did it. If there's any economic problems, now I'm being serious, Ron Paul's fault for criticizing the economy and the criminal government. All right, I'm now digressing. You know, I sat in here this morning going over more than 100 news articles, each one of them absolutely off the chart incredible. And instead, I'm just perseverating off into the doldrums here. Let me do this. I'm gonna give the number out in this first hour, into the second hour, for first-time callers. I do this at least once a week. I want you to be able to have a chance to get involved on air. The toll-free number on any issue, any news item, anything I bring up, anything you want to bring up, any question, any comment, is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, let me just do this. Let me just go over the headlines themselves. Now, again, I can never get more than four or five stories in without commenting and digressing and spending an hour on the story that I finally stop on. But let's just see if I can read these headlines and then professionally go back through each one with a little bit of comment and analysis. TSA officer sentenced for theft from passengers. This is CNN. By the way, this is just today. Oh, I guess I only got to one. This is just today that I had all these articles, just from today. Reportedly robbed a whole bunch of people, had to pay restitution on the one person they got caught robbing for tens of thousands of dollars. And they've got a few months at home on house arrest. I mean, normally when you're entrusted with a oath and everything, of course, I guess they don't give oaths, then you get more trouble for official crime. But no, a Transportation Security Administration officer, they're not really officers, who pled guilty in February to federal charges that he stole from passengers during screenings at Newark Liberty International Airport, I've been through that a bunch, was sentenced Tuesday to 6 months of home confinement, U.S. Attorney Paul J. Fishman announced. And so that's it. And I guess he gets to keep most of what he took. He just has to pay restitution on the one case he got caught with. So a paid vacation. Continuing here, TSA official, not a servant, but an official, charged in slaying of worker. I wonder if they'll get 6 months in the hoosegal for that, or maybe on home detention. Here's another one. TSA agent charged with rape. That's News Channel 5. There's more. This is just today. TSA searches Dallas woman's hair for weapons. And they say, yes, the policy is they want to run their hands through your hair. And I see it with women particularly. They grab their breasts, grab their genitals, and then you watch men and women just run their hands. Oh, I even see it with men. Oh, yes, you've got even a short haircut. Let me feel your face. Oh, your lips. Oh, yeah. That's been described. And men searching female babies even. I guess they've got now TV shows where toddlers dress up with fake breasts for pedophiles on TV. So I guess they're going to have fetus television next. We'll have fetuses out there through an x-ray with the mom up there walking, and they'll try to superimpose sexual organs onto a fetus. It's all part of the complete collapse of society, evil running rampant, right as the country begins to go completely belly up and as the giant FEMA centers are announced. So there you have it. Continuing. But none of that matters. Again, they're keeping us safe from the non-existent cases where the government itself admits that they get underwear bombers and shoe bombers on the aircraft run by the same Pentagon operative, Admiral Alaki. By the way, I had Kurt Haskell on the TV show yesterday, InfoWars Nightly News. And he said, Alex, I'm basically getting ready to leave the country, and there's no hope for it, because he's been going to the trial of Mutallab, and Mutallab's own lawyers that he's basically recused, who are now on standby, have seen the evidence, and the government's been withholding it, but they've gotten part of it, and they now believe that, and the defense, if they were allowed to put it on, is entrapment and setup, and that the government got him on the plane, which is admitted even on C-SPAN in transportation committee hearings with Mr. Kennedy, the Undersecretary of State, admitting that they were ordered to get him on the aircraft. And now Haskell is trying to get the document where it was a U.S. government international profiler who got him on the aircraft. And even when that comes out, nothing's going to happen in Kurt's view. I understand how desperate he is. Just like it's now admitted, it was released yesterday, that the audio tapes, and it's such old news here, we didn't even play them, where the ATF is talking about how they're going to blame the guns on the Second Amendment, how they're criminally covering up. And, of course, it's back in the El Paso Times out of federal court that, indeed, the government has said that, yes, the Sinaloa crime boss does work for them and should be given immunity, and that, indeed, the fact that the Mexicans arrested him and shipped him up here, he needs to go ahead and be released. Some of the feds were saying keep him in jail, but now they're saying no, just release him. And tens of tons of pure cocaine shipped in, guns down there to blame the Second Amendment. And then there's another report. TSA agent charged with statutory rape. I guess Drudge is linked to InfoWars. Report on that. Oh, yeah, Kurt Nimmo did a story on that. So that's up at drudgereport.com. Again, I don't have words to describe how evil this interlocking mafia is that took over our government. But they're not worried about the real crime. Mexico horror, gunman dumped 35 bodies on Avenue. They're now killing people's children as well. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. You know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Total criminals have gotten in control. They are recruiting more scum. And then they know they need to get the general public ready for just absolute red terror level evil. So they say, yeah, we're telling your neighbors to spy on you. Yeah, we're telling your kids to spy on you at school. Yeah, we're forcibly inoculating you. Yeah, we're taking blood at checkpoints. Yeah, we're not worried about the tens of thousands dead on the U.S.-Mexico border spilling over. Because we're criminals. Yeah, our Marines are helping grow the opium in Afghanistan. Yeah, we're shipping the cocaine and heroin in. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we got the underwear bomber on the plane. What are you going to do about it? And Kurt Haskell yesterday was just saying he's giving up, basically, and the country needs to be evacuated. And I explained to him, well, obviously, Kurt, you're not giving up because you're still here fighting. And I understand when it hits rock bottom and you realize just how criminal the system is and how conscious they are of their criminality, that you got one group of people in government that are absolute ruthless gangsters who enjoy hurting innocent people. And then you've got a bunch of cowards who know their bosses are criminals who go along to get along. And then you've got other Dudley Do-Right compartmentalized idiots who are not even aware of what's going on and happening. Who are not even aware of what's happening. They have no idea. And the general public thinks their rights and their freedoms are about what color they are, or what sexual preference they are, and people obsess on that all day. Meanwhile, all of us are having chemical and biological and radiological agents put in our food and water on record, and we've documented it. The cancer rates doubled. World Health Organization's out today saying it's going to double again in the next 15 years. They're murdering us openly, out in the open, and you can't even get the general drooling public to realize the attack that they're under. And it's very, very frustrating. And I understand why new listeners just say this guy's a nut. You don't want to go read the Rockefeller Foundation documents, 1966, that I'm going to show tonight on the TV show that we wrote about years ago and posted on the website, where they said we're going to develop vaccines that claim they're for one use but really have a sterilant. You don't want to see the government documents about cancer viruses and vaccine and how they killed your mama, your daddy, your grandma, almost everybody in your family. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that because you'd have to do something about these murderers if you went and found out it was true. And then, you know what? It'd be really scary to realize they got nuclear weapons, they got the military, and they got the police. And they've gone out and psychologically tested and found people to fill the police departments who do not care, who only want to wear that uniform and will roll their sleeve up and say, give me a shot of cancer right now, as long as I can go out there and feed my ego on people and raise some revenue to bring this country down. That's the type of people, just low-grade moron nobodies, who are going to sit there and bring this country down for the parasites. You know, sometimes it's not a good thing when I take a few days off, because I am just in a rage. I am in a controlled rage right now. You know, Kurt Haskell said, 18 months ago when they tried to kill him and his wife with the underwear bomber, and he saw the U.S. government agent get him on the plane and everything, he tried to bring it to the FBI. He tried to warn people later. The government admitted it was all true. But they don't care. Nobody gets in trouble. They just go forward. Just like the guns in New Mexico. More news out, mainstream news, with sheriffs and prosecutors went public in the El Paso Times, risking their lives yesterday, saying the government lets people ship drugs in here. And they better fear for their lives. Because this country is run by drug-dealing murderers, and above them are eugenics bankers who want the whole planet for themselves and get off on the ultimate power of spiking your food, your water, your drugs, your vaccines with every deadly poison and cancer virus they can. Okay? That's the real world. Okay?
We're on.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
The feds, the ATF, who we know bombed Oklahoma City, I've talked to the police and others, those that survived, that they didn't track down and kill, about the ATF being involved in it. They have now said it might be a car bomb in Michigan. If it gets any attention, it's either a provocateur or purely staged event. There are car bombs and truck bombs all the time in the Southwest, as far north as Dallas, and it literally gets a back of the newspaper blurb when it's a Mexican cartel car bombing or truck bombing. Generally, it's murdering whoever's in the car. More of an assassination-type car bomb or truck bomb, not an offensive one meant to damage a nearby building. So not an asymmetrical warfare, but an assassination bombing. But we'll continue to track this and give you news on it as it unfolds. Continuing here with the news, I knew this, 12 years ago or so, when OnStar came out, because I was sent internal memos from within General Motors pointing out that in the future they would use the system to listen to people without warrants and sell the data. A few years after that, of course, people said, that's ridiculous. We're not in a police state. They would get in trouble for that. A few years after that, it came out that the FBI was using OnStar without warrants to listen to people. All it is a cell phone system. Under federal regulation since 1996, It is law that all cell phones be triangulated down to 15 feet via GPS on the cell towers. Not on the cell phone, on the cell towers, it triangulates. And that all cell phones, even when off, be able to be remotely activated to appear they're off and that you be listened to over the systems. When I was at Bilderberg, all of our cell phones, no matter how much we charged them, would run down within about 30 minutes. And that's because they were being continually used as tracker devices and as audio devices. Then I actually walked into a room there at the hotel as they were throwing us out with men in suits sitting around the table listening to everyone and talking about everyone they were listening to in and around the hotel. I told the story. I'm sitting there getting Gatorade. It's in the gift shop. They've got the whole back office full and every other major office around the building, just hundreds of spooks walking around. And I hear him going, no, 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 that's not how you dial in an Air Force satellite. You dial it through. No, it's a Navy SMQ-7 scrambler. I told you, there, you got them, you got them. All right, they're about to arrive. We've got them, okay. All right, patch into that. We've got people moving in this area of the hotel. And all of a sudden, I'm looking in, and they get up and slam the door. I wish I had a video camera on me. I did have one of those little fake sticks of gum that shoot video, but those things work once when you first buy them, if you're lucky. It's like a fake stick of gum that we had, and the technology just gets better and better. A fake Wrigley spearmint gum package that shoots horrible blurry video and takes little photos. But the point is that we covered all of this, and we went on and on and on and on ad nauseum, breaking it all down. And then, of course, they had articles in USA Today saying that when you order a pizza from any of the big companies, they run a background check on you, and they get 25% of the fines and fees if there is a warrant. A lot of times it just categorizes for cops where you're really living if they want to arrest you later, or if you're a high-value target, they send in the police right away. So really, none of this is a surprise, but here it is. OnStar begins spying on customers' GPS location for profit. And this blogger, of course, has an article about it and a copy of it, of the email. And I went and did some looking this morning, and sure enough, people have been sent these. They're now announcing to you that, yes, we share the data with law enforcement. Yes, we're tracking you. Yes, we sell it. And what did the head of the... and the founder of Facebook say last year? He said, of course we track and sell everything our users do. And these dumb bleepers trust us. OnStar begins spying on customers' GPS location for profit. I canceled the OnStar subscription on my new GMC vehicle today after receiving an email from the company about their new terms and conditions. While most people, I imagine, would hit the delete button when receiving something as exciting as new terms and conditions, being the nerd sort, I decided to have a personal drooling session and read it instead. I'm glad I did. OnStar's latest TNC has some very unsettling updates in it, which include the ability to sell your personal GPS location information, speed, safety belt usage to the insurance company, folks, and other information to third parties, including law enforcement. To add insult to a slap in the face, this has always been the case, the company insists they will continue collecting and selling the personal information even after you cancel your service, unless you specifically shut down the data connection to the vehicle after canceling. Yeah, you've got to go in, have them pull out the dash, and I bought a Chevy Tahoe like a decade ago, and even though I bought it from a family friend out there at Covert Country in Bastrop, was Roger Raisler, the little brother of the Raisler brothers, former UT football player, friend of mine from high school, and was out there. And then when I told him I want people to go in there and unhook that, it was all a big joke and everything. Oh, come on, Alex. We know you're Mr. Conspiracy. And I just said, look, I'm not buying this till I see you open that dash up and unplug the cell phone. And they did it. But still, there were shaking of heads, and this guy's crazy. See, there's a disrespect for people that are informed. People think if they just laugh at something, that Alex Jones says that in 71% of the country's water supplies, the federal government's adding a cocktail of radioactive isotopes in the so-called fluoride solution. Now, if you're a mother, a father, and you hear that, or even if you just care about yourself, you would go just do a search and find out that's true. We've given you the articles, the chapter and verse, the whole nine yards. By the way, tomorrow we're going to release hidden video from inside the Austin Water Works. Our people got a tour a few years ago, but they were freaked out and said, do not tape anything. Well, it's public. I pay for it. And they don't want you seeing the big bags of fluoride that got skull and crossbones on it or spots where the fluoride dripped out and ate holes in the ground. We're going to go ahead and release that tomorrow on the nightly news. You see, a normal person finds out they're putting uranium and other radioactive isotopes in your water. You might want to know about that. But hey, a lot of you think a doubling in cancer in the last decade is fun. And the World Health Organization saying we're on track for another doubling. But that's in my stack today. That's why I'm angry. I'm a little upset about a bunch of criminal bankers who think they're God, they've taken the world over through fraud, spiking my water, and I got to go through all sorts of backbending backflips and move out to the country to get away from you people and steal your GMO cross-splicing the food. It's jumping into all the other non-GMO crops. So no matter what I do, it's real funny that within three generations, all mammal species fed this become almost completely sterile and have all sorts of mutagenic effects where the babies are born all mutated or retarded. And it's real funny. And the aspartame can't buy gum at the store that doesn't have it. It's all real funny that almost all the baby monkeys that were fed at the trials in the 70s died. In their mother's milk, they added aspartame, and they died. And so your answer is to put it in everything. And I got big articles here about all these women having babies that are born and then die suddenly, and it's linked to the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are a deadly chemical weapon and causes when they tell women when they're pregnant, take antidepressants, when even in the trials 30-something years ago, hard to believe it's 30 years ago, of Eli Lilly's drug, massive increases in suicide, everything else, and, of course, causing areas of the brain to not develop in the children. So you just give birth to a zombie. Oh, that's real fun, man. This is a nice group of people. And I'm supposed to just sit here and like it and take it and put up with it and just watch. Driving back from Arkansas, I saw cops every 5 miles. And now they're finally doing something that makes sense. They come up on the passenger side now instead of hanging their butts out in the middle of the highway to make the government a dime. And they tell these cops, you got to increase the revenue. We're going bankrupt to keep your job. You'll never keep your pension. No amount of money you could raise will ever pay for it. It's all a fraud. It all goes to the foreign offshore banks. Your local town, your city, your state, in hock to them through fraud. And I see the cops' eyes seething on power trips and the way they approach cars. I probably saw 50 cop cars from Little Rock, Arkansas. Not Little Rock. I was close to Little Rock. From Hot Springs, Arkansas, down to Austin, Texas. I probably saw more than 50, and I'd watch their body language as they approach cars, all scared to death. And this weird little pity party cult they're in of how they're all in danger, and oh my gosh, the public wants to get you and everything. Meanwhile, your food, your water is all being spiked. It's all being manipulated. We're being sprayed with chemtrails. There was big articles last week. Oh, the government is going to start massive geoengineering. They've been doing tests for years, spraying barium, aluminum dioxide, and other salts into the air. It's highly toxic to humans. And now everything people told us 15, 16 years ago, 17 years ago, what the old-timers said chemtrails were is exactly what they now announce. Just mass pell-mell insanity. We are living in a matrix-like system where you're like, I'd like you to unhook my OnStar. They're not listening to you, Alex. Yes, they are. Well, what do you got to hide, man? I have nothing to hide. These are criminals. And see, now they know that you've been so conditioned that they don't even mince words. I've got articles here where Facebook admits they're selling all your data. The government, I got articles today, admits, yeah, we're listening to your phone calls without warrants, non-terror related. Just 5 years ago, Bush got up in press conferences and said, it's ridiculous. We're not listening to any Americans without warrants. Then it came out months later, they were. Now it's just like, yeah. Now it's in the news again. DynCorp, Halliburton, all these companies run giant child kidnapping rings. And they don't even have congressional hearings now. When they did 6 years ago, Rumsfeld said, yeah, they're doing that. And the Congress people are like, well, you going to do anything? And he goes, no. Multinational company. And then everybody gets so into being afraid of Obama. And it's so much fun to hate Obama. Looking for my stack here. It's so much fun to get into hating Obama and talking about him all day. Where is my stack of yesterday's news on that? I've got a new stack today on it. All these newspapers saying he needs to step down, he needs to not go for the nomination. And I hear all these Republicans on TV and radio laughing, going, man, the Democrats are in total disarray. The liberal drive-by media, they're so depressed right now. Ha, ha, ha. Their star Obama has fallen. I told you he was always meant to fall. Just like Rick Perry will be meant to fall. Just like Mitt Romney or Michelle Bachmann will be meant to fall. They're there to take the blame. They're there to say the buck stops here. They're there so we all have a Republican-Democrat fight. And you notice how they're talking about Rahm Emanuel and his scams and his getting paid off to do solar panel deals that never were. And that's just as they get ready to burn some little political dynasty while the big bosses sit up there and laugh about it, to give the people a bone. They know you're angry about going from a wealthy nation to a poor nation, going into bondage. So they're going to tear down Obama for you. Or they're going to scare him into following orders to go along with a false flag. That's the two roads we're going down. New puppet president, Republicans will then go back to sleep and love all the tyranny, all the gains of the Obama people, just like the Obama people help continue all of the Bush stuff. Or they're going to go ahead and go with Obama and keep him in and bomb a bunch of stuff and blame it on domestic groups. They've already beta tested and had a full PR rollout that the evil folks that don't like the Federal Reserve and want to get rid of the New World Order and get out of the UN, well, we're terrorists. And it's this balancing act. So they're going to stage terror attacks and keep Obama in, or they're going to give you a new puppet. Or you get behind Ron Paul. And even if Ron Paul doesn't win, he wins by injecting real ideas. But you can believe the government mind trick and say Ron Paul can't win because of election fraud. I've talked to every expert out there, including people that work for the Diebold and other companies, and Bev Harris, you name it. They can't stop landslides. And if they do steal it, the evidence of it will come out. You've got to fight your enemy to learn their tricks and to show other people what the enemy's doing. You can't give up. You don't have a choice. It's a mind game. That's why they're flaunting all of this right now. They're trying to make you give up. 5 years ago, when I was first talking about Gardasil in 2006, no one was talking about it. No one. Now it's a national issue. And the entire establishment is backpedaling. But fleeing forward saying, we're going to shoot kids up in California, whether their parents like it or not. And they call it child consent. There's a reason it's called statutory rape if you have sex with a 16 or 17-year-old even. Or God forbid, younger. Because they aren't allowed to give consent because they're a minor. This is a basic precept of common law. So it is a forced inoculation. I saw an idiot made a comment on one of our stories saying, Jones is at it again, saying this is forced inoculations in California that's now on the governor's desk, that's passed. This is the children they're talking about as young as 9 years old. One article said six. It's open for interpretation by the school district. Jones is at it again. Jones is saying that this is forced inoculation. Yeah, it's forced inoculation. It's kidnapping. If you pull up in somebody's front of somebody's house and say, hey, little boy, little girl, look at my puppy dog. I got some candy. Come on over and get in the car. Just because you tricked the child to get in your car doesn't mean you're not going to go to the pen. If the child's lucky enough to ever be saved. You see, this is all common sense. People don't know it. That's why when they say all over the country, well, if your 10-year-old or 11-year-old, and this is happening, wants to get an abortion, we won't tell mommy. We'll take you to the clinic. You got to get a letter for your child to be able to go to the zoo. Because, see, they don't care about the zoo. And in case your kid gets hurt, they want the liability on you. But the establishment wants that abortion to happen. And so they're going to go ahead and defend that no matter how many lawsuits they are. And it's the same thing going on with this bill on the governor's desk. It is forced inoculation. You get kids in there when they're 10 years old and show them movies and scary things, and this is going to happen made by Merck. Then you say, now who wants it? Oh, look how brave Jenny is. She's the first to raise her hand. The nurse is ready for you. These are like people getting little kids to get in their pickup truck. Come here, little kid. I got some candy for you. These are hardcore criminals. But see, they got Perry to lie and say it's the law. I'm going to make you take shots. And that hoax got exposed. Now they're actually trying to make it the law in California.
You take them all the man.
All right, Joe in Ohio, listening on WAIS 770 AM.
And put him in control.
Disagrees, so he'll go to the head of the line. We weren't going to have a lot of guests on today, but popping in later in the hour, we got Lord Monckton on with some of the biggest environmentalist fraud ever they've just been caught in. This just broke yesterday, and we've got new developments on it. They've been caught putting out fake maps showing Greenland melting, and it turns out they just created a fake map and claimed that an island that didn't exist now exists. We're going to get to all of it. It's just amazing. Luke Radowski in studio. Michael Allison, the guy facing life in prison for filming police in public in Illinois. The charges have been dropped despite the fact that the state wanted him prosecuted. The judge actually had a soul. Wow, that's good news. So again, it's a battle between good and evil. When good doesn't take the field, this is able to happen. So another jam-packed broadcast. I want to go to your calls. Also, don't forget, we're funded by your purchases of books, videos, T-shirts at Infowars.com. We know the economy has completely collapsed. That's why we're offering Terror Storm, History Government-Sponsored Terror, and Martial Law 911. Both of these films for $9.95, and both these films are over 2 hours long. Martial Law is over 3 hours. It's really three films. Terror Storm's amazing as well. Two films, $9.95, available at Infowars.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Joe in Ohio, listening on 770 AM. Welcome, sir. You disagree? You're at the head of the line.
I do, and I'm a first-time caller. I do have a lot of respect for you. I've been an activist for over 30 years, actually, and we're fighting a good fight. I'm also a veteran, so I take my oath to the Constitution very seriously. And I feel your pain. I think a lot of us do. You know, you say you're so frustrated, and that leads to anger. And my concern is then that can lead to fear. But we need focus, not fear. So what I disagree with is what I believe is your sense of humor. You tend to get facetious. You use sarcasm and go on and on and on. And I think it dilutes your message.
I agree with you. Listen, I get... What happens is I read this news for hours at night, hours in the morning, and by the time I get on air, it's just so outrageous that OnStar is tracking you and selling your data to the government illegally. It's so outrageous that they're shooting the troops up with all sorts of experimental vaccines, and that's illegal, by the way. They can make you take a accepted shot, but not a, if you're in the military, but not a experimental. All of this, I want it to stop. I want off the roller coaster. I want the ride to end. I want people to wake up. And so instead of crying, I tend to get really sarcastic sometimes.
I hear you. But fear and sarcasm and frustration are a tool any warrior knows how to use against their enemy.
You know what Yoda says? Hate leads to anger and anger leads to... Or what is it? Anger leads to hate, and hate leads to the dark side. I hear you.
Take a deep breath and find your center.
Well, here's one thing I need to say to you. You know, it takes all sorts to make the world go around. Different strokes for different folks. Whatever floats your boat takes all kinds. You know what? My message is certainly imperfect. None of us are, but it gets a lot of people out of their daze. You know, I'm mainly here to get people out of their trance. And sometimes it takes somebody yelling and screaming to really get people out of their trance to realize how crazy it is, sir. Do you realize this Gardasil is killing people? Do you realize they've tested it and it's completely jacked up and designed to cause autoimmune disorders?
It's as bad or worse than any of us can understand totally. It's a hard thing to get your mind around, but we all, as truth seekers and warriors for the Constitution and for the truth, need to keep our center and fight the good fight. So I'm encouraging you, Alex. I'm not knocking you down.
You know what, Joe? I'm going to give you the floor when we come back because I like good encouragement and criticism. You're absolutely right. I can get a lot better. Stay there. We're going to go back to all the other calls, too.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Lord Monckton coming up with some incredible environmentalist power grab fraud that they've been caught in. We've also got Luke Radowski in studio, a bunch of financial news I want to get to in your calls. Going back to Joe in Ohio, for a couple minutes, Joe, aside from Alex Jones and this radio show and your critique of it, which I think is fair. I mean, you know, some sarcasm is good, but sometimes I get out of control for a whole hour. It's mainly a form of sorrow. Your message to listeners on how to battle the New World Order, give us your view.
The truth will set us free. We need to plant seeds of the truth. I learned a long time ago that grabbing by the shirt collar and shake 'em school of activism doesn't really work very well. You got to just kind of, you know, feed them when they're ready. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But we need to keep plenty of water around, and that's why I work with a group of people around here that share all your videos and a lot of other videos about things like nutrition and fracking and all the other crazy things that are going on. And another thing to remember, we all need to remember that we are everywhere. I can't tell you, you know, how many people have 9/11 was an inside job bumper stickers. And I think a lot of times as activists or as people that have started to wake up, we feel isolated and we're, you know, afraid to upset people by talking about the truth. But, you know, just planting seeds when you're in the grocery store standing in line or at the gas station, and you'd be surprised how many people are waking up. But it's a long uphill battle. We don't want to waste our time casting pearls before swine. We need to just plant those seeds of truth. And like I say, when the horse is thirsty enough, it'll drink. So we just got to keep that water around. And that's why I appreciate all that you do. And I really appreciate your guests. I think that's one of the strongest parts of your show is your guests.
Well, I think it is as well. And that's why I try to bring knowledgeable people here to the airwaves and then also bring up issues and questions that they may have never been asked before to kind of expand the discussion in a larger way. Good to hear from you, Joe. Let's go ahead now and take another call from Laura in California. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've been a Prison Planet member for a couple years now and live in Southern California. And kind of, I can see exactly what Joe's saying about, you know, the message and how it's delivered. And it amazes me at times, but then again, that's what got me on board is some of the things that you were saying, and I'm like, I've got to check this stuff out. And at a certain point, it just stopped. I just didn't need to check it out anymore because it was happening on the news, and then it happened all the time to me and my children.
Well, that's a point I need to make here is there's been a shift. I've been on air now of almost 17 years, and until about 2 years ago, none of this stuff was on the news. They've now entered the phase where world government's now being announced. The world depression's here. And their plan to use that depression to pose as saviors and bring in total tyranny is here. And so also because alternative media has exposed them, they've decided to go, yeah, we kidnap kids. Yeah, we put poison in your water. Yeah, we ship drugs in. And then the public sees nothing happens. So it's meant to just kind of normalize it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, you know, it just, you know, the light bulb, a little clip on the 5 a.m. news will come on. It won't come on in the evening news. But that kind of stuff comes on really early around page 6. But then my daughter comes home 2 weeks before graduation from high school, and it's like, well, we had drug dogs here, and they took us out. And I'm like, my jaw's dropping in Southern California.
Listen, I tell you what, Laura, if you can hold 10 minutes or so, I want to come back and talk with Mr. Allison, just a brief update, because he's been found, well, they've dropped the charges of his evil videotaping police in public. He was facing life in prison up in Illinois. The state was trying to put him in jail. They were there with a briefing, amicus brief, in the county, saying we want him to go to jail for the rest of his life. But that's been dropped. We'll get an update and come back to you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to explain here, before we go to our next guest and then to your calls, something that I've said a lot before, but that I want to say here in a little bit different way and just succinctly and clearly in a way that everybody can understand, new listeners. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. As Lord Acton said, it's absolutely true. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Human history is a long train of examples of where people become passive and decadent and let the very worst in society get in control. The very worst in society always aspire to the most powerful positions. In fact, I'm going to get some guests on about this later in the week. I've got their cards and their names. I went to some of the different historical societies and some of the different tours in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I've actually read books on it as a younger man because I found it so interesting and because it was one of my parents' favorite places to vacation twice a year when I was a child. It was only about 5-6 hours away from Dallas. And so I already knew most of what they were saying at the different historical societies we went to and the organized crime museum they've got there. But to hear the mainline historians, one of them was a filmmaker. They actually got their film showing at Sundance this year. They were telling me about it. And we're going to get them on. But the point is about how the Rockefellers and how Lucky Luciano and, of course, Bugsy Siegel and the Jewish Mafia, the Italian Mafia, the Wasp Mafia, Joe Kennedy, the Irish Mafia, were all there and made an agreement that it was a zone that they wouldn't kill each other in. And they actually got the idea for it when one of the earlier gangsters was going down there for syphilis treatment and learned about how the Hot Springs Mountain, going back thousands of years, native tribes, more than 10 of them, who were always killing each other, had a truce to not kill each other there on the Holy Mountain. And the mafia liked it so much, and there was already horse racing and gambling, they said, let's invest some months, and they had all the documents and articles in one of the tours, some months they would make one gangster alone $100 million in 1920s, 1930s money. That's like making $4 or $5 billion today, individually. And they made a deal with the U.S. government with a particular brand of water, which is one of the better, and I'd read this when I was young and then forgot about it, but there in the tour, they were talking about Mountain Valley Spring that we actually drink here in the office was announced to be the water of the U.S. government and shipped on government trains as a spring water for government facilities, and that the government would simply fill the big water bottles. In fact, we have them. While I'm at this, will somebody go, well, those are too big. We've got the big bottles right now. I should show people this. The water bottles, the big water cooler bottles, were filled with moonshine. That's why they went with the hillbilly recipe. It was Capone's idea. This is all admitted, to ship it on U.S. government trains, and how prohibition was set up by insiders in the government to corrupt police and take over society. They knew it all. They had all the documents. I said I'd give you a short example of this. We got your calls and a guest to go to. But it was just how they were going over the numbers and how you're told the Rockefellers made their money on oil and transport, but they really got rich in that decade of Prohibition, and how then the Rockefellers sent down their son to become the governor and shut down all the gambling and moonshining, except for what they were producing. I mean, it went on and on, all about monopolies, just like opium, just like cocaine and heroin today. We are run by organized crime, but this is an organized crime where Al Capone wouldn't kill a kid, which is, you know, he wouldn't. This is a scientific dictatorship because old man Rockefeller funded Hitler, funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. This is all mainline history. You just go look it up. Just type in Rockefeller's funded Hitler. And they were obsessed with eugenics. They had their scientists discover the cancer viruses, how to put them in the shots. We're going to show this tonight on TV, on InfoWars Nightly News. And you realize it's crazy gangsters who think they're doing the world a favor killing everybody. I mean, it's like, it's got to end. It's got to end. The U.S. government, giant train loads of Mountain Valley Spring, it's really moonshine, going out to all the speakeasies around the country. And they've got maps of where they delivered it to Austin and Houston and areas I've lived. And I even know some of the famous families here in Austin. One of them I went to high school with, and of course they ran the liquor for Al Capone, and I was told about it when I was a kid or a teenager visiting their house, and they had news articles about it. It just gets weirder and weirder, just how this stuff is hidden in plain view. And where I went to school in Dallas, the government was dealing drugs. I mean, we've got a criminal government, and you got all these goody-two-shoe Americans who just are blind, and ignorance is not bliss, though, ladies and gentlemen. And so here's the point I want to get to, then we're going to our guest for a quick update and then your calls. When corruption gets to this point, and the corrupt never get caught, never get busted, never get in trouble, they start thinking they're invincible and bulletproof. They start recruiting more criminals in, and they never want to report on any of the other criminals because that might be bad for their operation, and then the whole system collapses. And we have reached this point. We have reached this point. You know, you wonder why the Roman emperors were always so crazy. Most of them had syphilis, which is basically the equivalent of a microscopic worm that starts eating your brain. You wonder why so many of the British royalty were crazy. Most of them had syphilis. They were having sex with hundreds of women. There was no cure for it. And then you learn that the Rockefellers and people had syphilis, and they were crazy, and Capone had it and was crazy. And all these gangsters and Rockefellers were down there thinking the mineral baths could heal them. They actually did in Hot Spring develop some of the treatments and then cures for it later after they died. But the point is they're all down there crazy with all their prostitutes shipping pure 200-proof liquor Everclear out around the country, with weird eugenicist scientists teaching them that syphilis came from subhumans and that they had to kill off the subhumans. That's where their disease had come from. Crazy men. This whole system comes out of the minds of multi-billionaires, and I'm talking 80 years ago, multi-billionaires who were crazy with syphilis. Of course it's totally insane. And they set the foundations up and everything in motion. It's running everything today on autopilot, and they're crazy with syphilis. I mean, whoa. No wonder Caligula married his horse and Nero was running around burning stuff down. I mean, these guys have got worms eating their brains and all this power. Herod died. The Bible describes the governor of Judea. Well, the king of the Jews, he wasn't the governor. He had a governor over him. Herod died reportedly. You know, they talked about, well, you ought to read the Bible. I'm not going to even quote the Bible here, but giant pustules and pus pouring out and agony, pain with sexual diseases. And again, I'm studying history more and more and realizing, having these epiphanies in the research, that's another reason the elite are so crazy. They've had syphilis for thousands of years. Jack the Ripper was the prince. That's come out now. He was taking, which was a treatment for it, but made you go just as crazy, arsenic. Because if you poison yourself enough, it would slow the the syphilitic infection, but it would also make you psychopathic. Man, I'm really starting to really understand what's happened. It's so amazing. And I already knew all this data, but there it was. It was like, wow. And I was in the bookstores buying history books about it and everything. It was all these different historians. It's just admitted fact that you had crazy syphilis gangsters just machine gunning each other insanely, running around with billions of dollars, just insane. With eugenics doctors perched on their shoulders saying, kill everyone. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, I want to go for this segment and the next, and I will get to your calls and Lord Monckton. I want to go to Michael Allison with some good news. Judge rejects eavesdropping charges for recording police. Now, remember, the state came into the county and said, we agree, we want him to go to jail for life. And the state prosecutor's been on the news down there advising the county. So that's what's incredible, is the state wanted to send this man, this auto repair guy, this mechanic who restores old cars, to jail. But now the judge has done the right thing. And I guess he won't be moving up the ladder now. But again, still a little bit of sanity in America. But how insane is it that it got to this point? Michael Allison, tell us what happened to you.
I was waiting for the judge's decision on the case. And all of a sudden, we started hearing a little bit of rumor about there may have been a decision. Someone heard it on the radio. So I called my attorney to try to confirm get some information about the case, and he was busy with another client, so I ended up going up to his office and met him in person, and he was actually busy with another client then, and I talked to his secretary, and she gave me a copy of the document, and it was basically the judge's opinion that came down, and the charges, we had a pending motion to dismiss, challenging the constitutionality of the statute on three different points, and we won on two of those points, and we did not win on the third point, but overall the charges were dismissed, and the judge decided that the Illinois eavesdropping statute is unconstitutional.
Well, of course it is. Publicly filming police or audio recording them, there's no perception of privacy in public. How do the cops film us? And this has been thrown out literally hundreds of times. They don't care. The prosecutions will continue. Because, as everybody knows, Illinois still has the spirit of Al Capone and Big Daily over it. A bunch of syphilitic, murdering criminals. We'll be right back.
What happened, man?
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Well, Michael Allison was facing life in prison, and they said, boy, you're going to prison for life. And he said, nope, I'm not going to plead to a lesser charge and just get a few months in jail. You go ahead and put me in jail for life. And, well, they didn't back off. The state came down and said, we want him to go to jail for life. The state assisting the county. And we've got the judge's ruling here. He ruled on the First Amendment and said it was the First Amendment right to record the police officers and court employees. And while a ban on recording devices in the courtroom might be justified, he said the eavesdropping charge was inappropriate because it was not secret. They were also going after him for recording on the street. He told them, you won't let me have a court reporter? I'm going to record this. And they arrested him for it. As applied in this case, what else did the judge say, Mr. Allison?
Basically that it was protected under the 14th Amendment because the statute violates the substantive due process because it criminalizes innocent behavior, and it makes a criminal charge out of completely innocent behavior before you're ever even given a chance to defend yourself. They're saying what you did was a crime.
Yeah, well, I know what literally hundreds of other state and federal courts have ruled on this in the last few decades. But also know just common sense. This sounds like something out of North Korea or worse. What about the prosecutors and people? Are they swearing to come after you some other way?
I talked to my attorney about it, and he's pretty well convinced that they're probably going to appeal it. And he said that he told me that if the state's attorney was smart, he would just let it drop and be done with it. But I don't believe that he's smart. So I think that he's got a personal vendetta, This was personal retaliation against me, and I believe that because they brought this up the way they did to begin with, I don't think they want to see that it they lost and just let it drop. So I think that they probably will appeal it, and if they don't, then it will not give me the opportunity to defeat the statute unless I can get it into the federal court and challenge it on constitutional grounds.
Well, Mr. Allison, you know, these people aren't just wasting taxpayer funds in their persecution of you and their attack on the First Amendment. They are doing it willfully, and they are tyrants with a capital T, about as big a T as I can imagine, and they need to be brought to justice. This is official oppression, your arrest. This is false imprisonment. This is a civil rights violation. And they can try the hoax all day that they are individually immune. They're only immune from civil and criminal prosecution when they're acting within the Constitution. Just like I'm immune if somebody breaks in my house and I blow them away. Just like a cop's immune if somebody pulls a gun on them and they shoot them. The cop is immune under common law. This idea that they're immune from everything is a crock. And it's time to go after them criminally. Now, you're not going to get the criminal state to do it. The feds like to come in and crush the state to make it look like they're the good guys, but I doubt they'll defend this. They've been supporting these attacks on cameras because they don't like it either. So I think the route is going to be civil against these creatures.
Yeah, I think that that's probably the best route. The ACLU case in Chicago has a pending challenge against the statute in the Northern District of Illinois, and I think that getting it in the civil court, as they have, is definitely the way to go. And their case was earlier dismissed out of the district court because the district court decided that they lacked standing because no one at the ACLU had been criminally charged under the statute.
Now, I haven't had time to read the whole ruling, but did the judge excoriate these North Korean admirers, anyway?
There was no nothing where they he went after them for the malicious prosecution that I believe is the case. There was nothing in the opinion that went after the prosecution of the case itself. He just simply ruled that the statute, based on my attorney's arguments, were. That my arguments were a winning argument to say that the statute could not stand.
Well, the tyrants are going to continue to prosecute. We're going to continue to beat them. If they ever actually put somebody in prison for a long time, they put some in jail for a while for this. You'll become martyrs, and you must resist them eternally. And people need to realize this is a big wake-up call. 12 states know it's not illegal, but are attempting to put people in jail for as long as 12 years. The Allison case was out of control because it was life in prison. And it just lets you know these are conscious tyrants. And police, all of you that go along with this, do you feel safe living in a country? Do you think your pension funds are going to be safe for your future where this happens? I mean, is this a country you want your kids to live in? Michael Allison, God bless you, my friend. We'll get an update from you if they either fully drop the case or if they go for appeal.
Thank you very much for having me on.
We appreciate your courage, sir. And I saw Sheriff John Brown. You weren't given any choice. Tyranny came down on you.
If I am guilty, I will pay.
I shot the sheriff.
But I say,
I didn't shoot no deputy.
All right, hard to turn that off. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then, of course, every night now with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, streamed out and then archived after it has transmitted at prisonplanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. And, of course, it's seen by tens of thousands at prisonplanet.tv and then leaked out to the web, where in the aggregate it is seen by millions. Every news clip conservatively seen by a couple hundred thousand. And we're beta testing it and developing it for television. We've already had a lot of networks and systems want to pick it up. But right now we're just trying out different formats, different looks, different news packages. And I will sell no wine until it's time, well, Orson Welles liked to say in those wine commercials. Now, we're going to go to Lord Christopher Monckton here in a moment with some amazing news. I've seen it in major newspapers all over the world. They're being forced to report on this. The Daily Mail has the headline, Global Warming and the Twisting of Our Children's Minds. And this is going on in one of the most prestigious publications. They've been caught putting out fake maps showing that Greenland is melting, when it's not, and showing islands where the ice is supposedly melted, saying they're new islands when those islands already existed and were not covered by ice. So just absolute fraud, systematically from pillar to post. We'll be talking about it with Lord Monckton here in just a moment. And the good news is 10 years ago, they would just stonewall and say, ridiculous, peer-reviewed, everyone knows it. This time they're like, oh, it's a mistake, sorry. Mistakes systematically, and then we have the internal emails that is hide the decline. Don't let this get out. It's systematic fraud. All right, we're going to Lord Monckton here in a moment. I want to encourage listeners, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member and you're not supporting a revolution in alternative news and information, become one today. Also, we're going every Wednesday, we send out the previous PrisonPlanet.tv show free to anyone that is a member of the InfoWars Insider. You go to the top of InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You see the banner there. And you just enter your email into that box, and that will automatically subscribe you to be sent news updates, alerts. There you can see PrisonPlanet.com. And again, if you scroll down a bit, right underneath the show news information, you see Paul Revere writing there, and it says the InfoWars Insider, special reports, hottest news, inside scoop. We also send out exclusive videos there and a lot more, but today we'll send you the big report last night with Peter Schiff, also, of course, Kurt Haskell, who witnessed the government getting the underwear bomber on the aircraft, and he's also been going to the trial of the underwear bomber. The underwear bomber's lawyers have told him they believe it is a government operation. Big breaking news there. That'll be sent out at 3 o'clock today, about an hour after the show, to all the members of the InfoWars Insider. So again, InfoWars.com to sign up for that today. Now, going to Lord Christopher Monckton, who, by the way, joined us last week on the Nightly News, I had to get him on, and I appreciate him coming on short notice to deal with yet another fraud that we've caught academia, the establishment, in a unified, desperate cult exercise in authoritatively attempting to appeal to authority and deceive people with fake maps. They predicted all these islands in the Pacific would be underwater. They're actually now dropping sea levels. So now they say that's global warming. And they can't even get their propaganda straight. And always the answer is shut down power plants in England, Europe, the U.S., move them to China for Maurice Strong or Al Gore or Prince Philip's investments. And it says here, Lord Monckton is a British statesman, public speaker, former newspaper editor, former member of the Conservative Party. And this is an old bio. He's back. He's one of the heads of the UK Independence Party right now. Monckton has been the head of the policy unit of the UK Independence Party since 2010. He served as deputy leader of the party under Lord Pearson. He also served in the Conservative Central Office and worked as one of the top advisors to Margaret Thatcher, number 10 policy unit during the 1980s. Of course, he spoke out against Bilderberg and world government per his advice. He also worked for The Universe, The Sunday Telegraph, Today, The Evening Standard, scienceandpublicpolicy.org is his website, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. I would have to say, out of anybody out there, even more than Mark Moreno, who's a great mind, Lord Christopher Monckton is the chief prosecutor of this tyranny, the chief person in the face facing demonization, calls for arrest, hoaxes, like they say that Rand Paul is not a medical doctor, or Ron Paul is an elitist, or they worship Buddha secretly. They tried saying he's not a lord when it's on record he is. Every form of fraud has been leveled against him, and he's come out unscathed, and they will not debate him. But again, scienceandpublicpolicy.org, he joins us for the balance of the hour to go over the latest, well, there's so many now, one of the biggest frauds in the last 24 hours. Lord Monckton, don't we enter a danger zone here, though, that so many frauds are coming out now that even though each one of these is bigger than ClimateGate, now there's so many of them we don't really savor properly, and that a lot of this is running off like spilt milk into the gutter?
That's a very good analogy, but I think a better analogy is with what happened under fascism in Germany. And under communism in Russia, and still does happen under communism in China. These totalitarian regimes lie and lie and lie all the time. And what we have now are the new legalists, the new totalitarians, who are using the global warming scare as a kind of Trojan horse to get away with pushing global government through. And what they're doing is they're saying, right, we can make up any old rubbish because we've now got the media where we want them. We've got the entire political left where we want it because, of course, the left is fascist, it is communist, it always has been. That's what, it was the National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. And, of course, the communists call themselves socialist too. So these extremists are all on the left, and they've decided they're now so strong that they can get away with lying and lying and lying again. But it will be just as it used to be under fascism in Germany or Italy and under communism in China or Russia. Nobody is now believing a word they say. And when the Times, of all people, comes out with an atlas of the world and wipes off or plans to wipe off Tuvalu and the Maldives on the ground that these are about to disappear beneath the rising waves, when we've just had a year of sea level falling really rather rapidly, and sea level is only rising in any case at a rate equivalent to 1 foot per century, much as it has been for the last 1.5 to 2 centuries, then you've got to wonder what they're on, and please could I have some? It is really quite extraordinary. Let's take the Maldives. Let's do, as you know I like to do this, Alex, a few facts. Now, Professor Niklas Murner, who's the ranking expert in the world on sea level, knows more about it than anybody else. He has spent 10 years researching the Maldives meticulously in greater detail than anywhere else in the world to do with sea level. And he has found that in the last 50 years, there hasn't been any sea level rise in the Maldives, nor has there in Tuvalu, nor have there in most of these Pacific islands. And the reason why is, apart from anything else, that corals grow to meet the light. And if water comes over them, they grow a bit more and catch up and remake and make a new shoreline. And in fact, a recent paper in this peer-reviewed literature has measured several of these islands throughout the Pacific and has found that indeed they are growing. They're well able to keep up with such little sea level rise as there has been. Of course, there's been none in the last year. Or you could go to Bangladesh, another of the places where the Times has got its eraser out and wiped out bits of the coastline. In fact, apart from a little coastal erosion, which has nothing to do with global warming and everything to do with clearing the mangrove swamps so they can put prawn farms in, and then the waves come in and wash the sand away that the mangroves were naturally holding together. Apart from that, there has been no loss of land in Bangladesh. Indeed, because sea level in that region has, get this, fallen somewhat over the last 10 or 15 years, there's 7,000 square kilometers of extra land in Bangladesh. But you won't find that on the Times Atlas's map. How do I know all this? Because Niklas Murner went to Bangladesh last December with a group of scientists. He was the only one who bothered to calibrate his satellite altimeter correctly by climbing 100 meters up and down so that the thing could register properly. He was then able to go all along the shoreline of Bangladesh. He noted the coastal erosion and what had caused it. Nothing to do with global warming. It was man-made stupidity locally. cutting away the mangrove swamps, and he was able to measure, which none of the others could because they didn't calibrate their instruments properly, that sea level in Bangladesh has actually fallen. So all of this nonsense is gradually being nailed because people are seeing, as Professor Myrna is seeing with their own eyes, that the stories we're being told in the Times Atlas or on Al Gore's fatuous 24 hours of so-called reality, I don't know what planet he lives on, but it's not the same one as mine.
Well, Lord Monckton, I want to get to Al Gore's 24 hours of baloney that Mark Moreno at Climate Depot categorized dozens and dozens and dozens of all the greenies saying, get rid of Al Gore, he's no longer useful, he's discredited. So even his own system, like the proletariat or the Duma or something, you know, the minions of the communist system and the commissars above them are all turning against him and saying, throw him out. But here's the Daily Mail, and this is in a bunch of other newspapers as well, and we'll put it on screen for people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, not just listening on the radio. If you're a radio listener, just search the term global warming and the twisting of our children's minds. That's out of dailymail.co.uk, but it's also in a bunch of other papers. They're having to admit it as well, but saying it's just a mistake. The Times Atlas of the World that Lord Monckton just mentioned, regularly updated since the Victorian age, proudly presents itself as the most authoritative atlas in the world. That's a quote. You just peer-reviewed. You cannot question it. But in its latest hefty edition, published an eye-watering piece for £150. That's almost $300, ladies and gentlemen. Has become the focus of a bizarre climate change row or fight. The new atlas shows the ice in Greenland, the northern hemisphere's largest ice cap, to be melting so fast since 99, nearly a sixth of it has vanished. An area the size of Britain and Iceland combined, once covered in ice and snow, has become green and ice-free. But then, of course, there's satellite photos they go through that show that hasn't happened. The publishers said the map revealed a whole new island off Greenland's coast, formerly viewed as part of the mainland, but which is vanishing ice is now shown to be quite separate. Local inhabitants have been celebrating the event by giving it an inlet name, meaning Warming Island. But no sooner was the shocking evidence of global warming reported than voices throughout the scientific community began to question the atlas's claims. And it turns out for 50 years the island has been there and photographed. It turns out that it has settlements. It turns out it was all a complete lie. It's not an island where the ice sheet disappeared and there's now an island. And it goes through it. So just like Kilimanjaro's ice has come back in Africa and it shows that it's cyclical, or the ice caps are growing again on Mars, and Lord and I had David Rothschild on, he said, well, that's because Mars is closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, it's not. It's the next planet out. And he said, no, it's not. You're conspiracy theorist. So now it's Mercury, Venus, Mars, Earth, not Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. I mean, and that interview's public. I mean, that's the, and he laughed at me, no, thinking my audience was dumb. And so since that's all been exposed, the Himalayas haven't melted. They've just moved on to a new fraud. And no sooner do we expose that, a new fraud. And it's just leapfrogging. And meanwhile, Bill Clinton, and I'll stop ranting, has the nerve to come out today and say in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, climate deniers make us look like a joke, and says that basically Americans look like mentally ill jokes to the world because we don't accept Al Gore on everything he says. And I'm sorry, Lord Monckton, I had to go over that a bit. So there's just no end to the fraud.
No, you're quite right. And just take this Greenland thing. I mean, there was a wonderful paper on Greenland by Johannesson et al. In 2005, in which he said that practically right across the vast ice sheet, except just at the fringes, the ice sheet had actually thickened by 2 inches per year for 12 years, a total of 2 feet right across that ice sheet. Now, that is an enormous increase in ice. And then in a subsequent paper, he said, well, some of it's gone back into the ocean, about a quarter of it, in fact. But most of it's still up there, which is one of the reasons why sea level is falling. So all of these claims that are now being made are very stupid claims. Of course, the left-wing media will continue not to publish the truth, most of them. They'll go on just peddling the lies, just as they did in Nazi Germany or communist Russia. How do you think those regimes managed to survive? They survive because the media will always fawn upon power. And if the left, if the communists were strong enough, the fascists were brutal enough, then the press would fawn upon them, and they would only get interviews with the great ones if they were willing to tell the party line. Al Gore won't debate with me. He won't, in fact, answer unscripted questions at any of his talks. He won't answer questions from journalists unless they have been cleared by his staff as being so dopey, acquiescent, or asleep at the switch.
Just to interrupt again, Lord Moxa, because I want you to speak to this directly then. Last week when you were on with us, last Wednesday or Thursday, I dubbed the interview The Fall of Al Gore. And then now over the weekend and this weekend, even his supporters said he has fallen, go away. They said resign, stop speaking. Is this not a giant victory that their grand champion has been taken down by yourself and the facts?
I think it's the facts that have done it. I mean, certainly it helped that I was one of those. I, in fact, wrote the scientific testimony in the court case against him, which we had in the UK in 2007.
Certainly, take credit. Take credit. You have been on him like a hunting dog after a fox.
Well, I've been trying to debate with him. Even it got to the point where the Republicans in Congress a couple of years ago rang me up and they said, get yourself on a plane to Washington. We've heard that Al Gore is going to be testifying in front of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we want you to be the Republican witness replying to it. And I got on the plane, and when I landed, they said, terribly sorry, it's all cancelled. Because the moment the Democrats heard that you were going to be the witness, they said, you can have anyone else, but you can't have Monckton. So Newt Gingrich stood in for me and didn't do too bad a job. But that shows how frightened they are of the truth. They know, I know where all the bodies are buried in this. They know I've done the science and done the research and got the answers. I'm no genius, goodness knows. You don't have to be. You just have to be very persistent, very patient, sitting at the feet of the great scientists around the world, asking interminable, stupid questions until you eventually understand it.
Stay there, sir. We got to go to break. We'll come back and talk about where these fraudsters are going in the future and let you make any other points you'd like to make. Stay with us. All right, Lord Moncton was trying to make a point there as we went to break, and I wanted to be able to finish it. But I also want to talk about the fact that I'm sure he's seen this in the news. John P. Holdren has admitted they've got weather modification tests that have been going on, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, sulfur particles, that now they want to start spraying into the atmosphere to save the Earth. Is this just an exercise now where they're going to say, look, we didn't have global warming because we saved you? I mean, it's this, they are basically casting themselves like a Hollywood movie as our saviors. Is there any way to get these control freaks, Lord Moncton, out of our lives?
Oh, yes, there is. In those countries like America, but unlike Britain, where your government is still elected by you. We have elections, but we elect merely a Duma, which has no power. The European dictatorship now crushes us under the heel of endless pettifogging bureaucracy. But you still have, in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, in many parts of the English-speaking world, the right to make and unmake your governments. And it's only your governments that can make and unmake your laws. So you wear the trousers, and you can vote them out.
But then Al Gore can't save me.
Hang on a moment. Holdren can't save you. He's a nincompoop. Everybody knows even he knows he's a nincompoop. But the point is that Obama and all his weird administration of kooks and crazies like Stephen Chu, who said the solution was to paint the world white, these people, you know, I don't know what they're on, but I wish I had some. It really is. It's just crazy now. What is happening here, and I've seen this before in government, is they've suddenly said to themselves, oh my gosh, we've got it wrong. They know this now. And the thing that is frightening them more than anything else, which is why they're not even mentioning it yet, is that a very good professor down in Sydney called Murray Salby has been quietly doing some research. It's taken him 2 years shut away in his ivory tower with the ivy growing in through the window. He's been there quietly working away at some rather startling, very new satellite evidence. I've seen it. The rest of the world hasn't yet, but I can tell you a little bit about it without breaching any confidence. What it shows is there is absolutely no connection between the vast centres of population where the CO2 is being emitted by us and the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere. The concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere is not uniform, as the IPCC has been trying to tell us. It varies all over the world. But the variations, over land at any rate, have absolutely nothing to do with where we are or the emissions we're putting out. I'll tell you what causes those variations. It is the temperature of the air around them. Do you know the place on the Earth which has the highest CO2 concentration as seen by these satellites and measured from space?
No.
It's Taklamakan Desert in western China, north of Tibet. It's just a desert. There's nothing there. But that's where the highest concentration of CO2 is. Why? Because it's one of the hottest places on Earth, and it's surrounded almost entirely by mountains, unlike the Sahara, which, of course, is vastly more open. And so there you find this high. I say it's only 5% above the world average, but nevertheless, that is significant, because what it tells us is the reason why there is more CO2 in the atmosphere is that it has got warmer for other reasons and not the other way around. So this means that whatever the climate sensitivity is, however much warming a given amount of CO2 might cause, the CO2 that we are putting in the atmosphere has practically nothing to do with it. And this, frankly, is the end of the scare. He's coming out with a book on it in a couple of weeks' time. And you heard it here first, because it's not been publicized. You can imagine how little the left-wing news media like this story. And there will be a peer-reviewed paper following sometime early next year.
Lord Monckton, do 5 more minutes with us, then I'm going to do calls. We got Luke Radowski coming in, because I want you to really boil the science down in layman's terms for people.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest. Again, they have had to admit that they put out fake maps, Atlas of the World, showing Greenland melting when it actually was expanding. They've had to basically apologize and say it was a mistake now. But Lord Monckton, you were getting to CO2 levels rising after heat goes up. And of course, we've known that for a while, that Al Gore flips the graphs. But this new information is bombshell, and you're breaking it here with this peer-reviewed journal coming out in the next 2 weeks. Please tell us more.
Right, it's a book that's coming out in the next couple of weeks, peer-reviewed article next year. Strange way round, but that's the way he's doing it, and he's been working on this for 2 years. I got to hear about it 6 months ago, wasn't allowed to see any of the details. Eventually, I got hold of him and said, look, come on, I need to know a little bit about this. It's very exciting. And he said, okay, I'll give you an outline. I still haven't seen the graphs, but I've seen this map of CO2 concentrations, and it is quite, quite fascinating, because it's very, very clear that there's something going on that none of the models had suspected, none of the learned journals and scientists had suspected. This is real-world, new data, analyzed by somebody who previously, like me, many years ago, he thought maybe we had a problem with CO2. Now, he says, as a result of this research, he doesn't think we've got a problem anymore. If we have, it's not a problem that's anything to do with us. We are simply not influential in changing the climate at all. Now, of course, let's be careful about this. I always am. I don't want to over-egg this pudding, but it hasn't yet been examined by anybody else. I've only heard one side of the story. What I have heard impresses me. I know he's been speaking to other scientists whom I respect, and they impress me, and they have in turn been impressed by him. So it is beginning to look as though there is something in this. And that's not all. not so long ago, Roy Spencer, who runs the satellites that catch all this data about temperature and CO2 and other things in the atmosphere, he published a paper not so long ago confirming a result he came out with the previous year, which was attacked by the usual suspects. The ClimateGate emailers piled in and said, no, he was wrong. And what he was saying is that clouds actually cause more of a cooling effect on Earth than a warming effect. Fairly obvious if you think about it, but the models were trying to tell us it was the other way around, because that was the only way they could make out we had a problem with CO2. Now, a paper by a guy whom I debated against a couple of years ago, who has now changed sides, he's a scientist at Reading University, Richard Allen, he has found that, in fact, the clouds do indeed have a cooling effect and not a warming effect. This changes all the numbers in the models. So the science is coming in from all directions now and showing what nonsense all this is. And if I can add also to this the economic point, because I'm going to be in Santa Fe in a month's time at the third Santa Fe Climate Conference, which is one of the very few conferences around the world where scientists on both sides of the debate are allowed to take part in debates with one another. And I'm going to be there to give, this time, an economic rather than a scientific message, because I've developed a way of allowing policymakers worldwide, even if they know nothing much about either economics or climate science, to work out just how cost-effective or cost-ineffective in making global warming go away any individual policy that you might implement actually is. And I've been running this metric now, using it with various governments around the world, showing them how cost ineffective this is. When the Chinese saw it, they said, well, this changes everything. So they said that there's just no real basis for our wasting any more time on this. I said, no, of course, from the propaganda point of view, you maybe want to be seen to be going green in the way that is fashionable at the moment. But for heaven's sake, don't spend too much of your people's money on it.
All right, well, Lord Monckton, we're out of time. Scienceofpublicpolicy.org. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to come back with Luke Radowski and your phone calls and more news. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wow, I am processing the call I just got. Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, just called the hotline and gave me some pretty much off the record. But then he said, well, it can be on the record. And he said, well, maybe it's just better I come on. So we'll probably get him on next week. You know, he told me he was going to give me the exclusive once the judge ruled whether his lawsuit against the TSA for violating his Fourth Amendment and Americans with Disabilities Act, that he was going to give us the first interview once that happened, that he'd do a press conference and then give us the first interview. And then he just called up and said, obviously they haven't ruled yet, and so that's why I haven't been on your show yet. And then he gave me some kind of inside baseball stuff that's going on, but it looks good what's happening. But you know what? Then he said I could say what he told me, but you know what? I'm just going to leave it until he joins us next week. And Jaron, don't let me forget, Ventura wants me to call him Monday. And of course, I'll always forget. So it's good to hear from him. He's such a real guy. Folks are always trying to demonize Ventura. But you know what? That's who I admire, is real people. Like Lord Christopher Monckton, who was on with us earlier. Now, I know we've had callers that have been patiently holding for over an hour. And I apologize for that. But you know what? The ruling just came down that Michael Allison facing life in prison, that's been thrown out of court, but that it looks like the state's going to appeal and keep trying to throw him in prison for life for taping cops in public. Yeah, you now live in North Korea or worse. And then the Lord Monckton thing broke, where they've been caught putting out fake maps about Greenland and disappearing when it hasn't. So that happened, and that happens a lot on the show. We've got a big, big, special, in-depth, full-spectrum analysis of Gardasil. I covered it some last night, but tonight, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who they've run hoaxes against as well. Again, these are bold-face liars. They have had scientists funded by Merck and by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and by Big Pharma publicly come out, three of them, And the media says they're independent. And they say not one person's been hurt by Gardasil. I'll give Michelle Bachmann $10,000 if she can show me one example. The CDC says 18,000 plus adverse reactions, including death. We show the documents. I mean, just type in Gardasil death. You'll get CBS, ABC, NBC. It's been going on 5 years. It's a major controversy. And they just sit there with a bold, not one person's been hurt. And people start sending me emails going, oh, Alex, what is this? They say nobody's been hurt. They're counting on you not looking. They came out last year or earlier this year and said, Dr. Wakefield's been discredited. This reporter, who it turns out has connections to Big Pharma, says he faked his research. And then you go look and there's no evidence of it. And Wakefield's saying, I didn't fake anything. And then I have Ed Asner on yesterday. And Ed Asner has the nerve to dare challenge vaccines over the years, so he gets demonized. And then they come out and say, Wakefield's been discredited. And Asner, who has an autistic, what do you say, son and grandson, he goes, well, I guess I was wrong. That's been discredited. I'm like, no, it hadn't, Ed. No, it hadn't. It's the boldness of this, the boldness of not letting the firefighters and police be at ground zero this year because they know they're angry. The boldness of the EPA's own documents. I'm going to show those tonight, where they knew day one it was deadly dust and were ordered to cover it up. That's all public. They still have debates about whether the dust was bad or not. Huge asbestos buildings. 4 feet of deadly dust. That's what's frustrating. I mean, here's another headline out of CBS News Chicago. Property values down, but property taxes up. Same thing living in here. I don't live in Travis County anymore. I live right outside town. My property taxes go up and up and up and up, and my property value goes down and down and down, and they just don't care. And you can go try to challenge it. They don't care. It's a rent on property. I don't own my property. I pay rent to the government. That's feudalism. We didn't have a property tax till 50 years ago in this country. It's a joke. Admit we're living under tyranny or we have no chance. Now, we're going to go to your calls coming up. There's a lot to talk about, and I'm going to cover a smattering of important news here. With Luke Radowski joining us today. Luke, it is so good to have you here in studio in Austin, Texas.
Thanks for having me. It's beautiful here. You have a great staff. I want to thank everybody here. Amazing guys working with you, and it's an honor and a pleasure being here.
You couldn't go out to eat with us last night because you were hanging out with a lady friend here in Austin.
No comment.
You may get arrested for being heterosexual nowadays.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me now. Yeah. What's going on?
You're some kind of thought criminal, pal.
Just.
Oh, boy. All right, Luke, enough of me. You know, I'll talk forever. What is foremost on your mind right now?
I mean, news is breaking all day. I mean, just right now I got notice from Adam Kokesh that his charges were dropped for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. I was out there in New York City during the Occupy Wall Street event, and I'm telling you, it was an amazing sight seeing hundreds of people come together from all walks, from different spectrums, coming together because they're sick and tired of what's happening in this world.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here on that. Give us a report on that, because we know there were now arrests yesterday, and they blocked that area of Wall Street, so you couldn't even get in there. This is like Tiananmen Square.
It's ridiculous what's happening, and that's why Yahoo is even censoring emails with people who are sending out the OccupyWallStreet.org email and sending out information about what's happening down there. And it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, there's hundreds of people. There was more cops than protesters, though. Cops blocked off all of Wall
Street. But see how you just glazed over that. We've gotten conditioned now where in San Francisco, they admit they turned off the cell phones because of a peaceful protest.
Yep.
Now, I mean, this is what they do in third world dictatorships.
Yep,
can't send that email saying protest in America. Can't have a cell phone during a protest. I mean, they're really getting ready for collapse.
Yeah, and police blocked off all of Wall Street. Nobody could even walk near Wall Street. They blocked off blocks of areas, and the police were following protesters everywhere they went. They finally found one square. And what's really beautiful about this is we have, you know, socialists, communists, with Ron Paulers, with End of Fetters, with First Responders, with 9/11 Truthers all together.
That's what scares the globalists.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, that's why there's so much censorship. That's why it's such an important thing that I was there, because Lupe Fiasco was there, Roseanne Barr was there. We got interviews with them on our YouTube channel. And it's amazing seeing all these people from all these spectrums sitting together, breaking bread, and having conversations with each other about where do we go from here? What's going to happen in the future? What are we going to do?
Whether you're a hardcore libertarian bordering on anarchy like I am, or the socialist Ed Asner, they agree you got to go after the banksters, the Federal Reserve. It's the problem.
Yeah.
And they don't like that. They want Republican-Democrat fighting. They want to be able to burn the puppet Obama at the stake. politically. I won't cry about that, but not if it's a political diversion.
Yeah.
They don't want us looking up at the real power structure, because once that happens, it's game over.
Exactly. And
once you find the sleeping place of the vampire, it's over.
Yeah. And it's amazing seeing these people put their lives on a line, being beat up by police officers, sleeping out there, eating out there, living out there, just because they have nothing else to do. Protests don't work. So now they're moving to a new system that worked in Egypt, that worked in Spain, that worked in Greece, where people are just coming into the main squares and saying, look, enough is enough. We have no jobs. We have no economic opportunities growing up. So,
but in Greece, they're able to get in the square, not in America.
Yeah, they blocked off one little square with police officers encircling them in New York City. And right now, just yesterday, they beat up people because they put up a tarp over video camera equipment. They have a live feed going, and they set up a tarp over the video equipment. When it was raining, the cops came in, literally just beat up people, dragged people, threw people all over.
Well, we got footage of you where they walk up and say, we're going to put you in jail for terrorism for the camera.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You say, but officer, that's not true. They say, we're going to put you in jail.
Yeah, right on camera.
That's America.
Yeah, but we have to fight back. And we
criminal. I keep going back to this. They do it on camera now.
Yeah, we have to understand. We have a lot more authority now than we ever did before. That video camera, you could show the world the truth in just one glimpse, in like one little quick video. And it's such an amazing power we have. And we could fight this. I mean, in Spain, when I covered these same exact protests, police officers came and beat up people. There was blood in the streets. Bones were broken. Like, huge batons were used against women, children, old people were battered in the streets in Spain.
And that's the government has hired criminals.
But then this is the beautiful thing that happened. The videos came out online, and the whole city of Barcelona came out. I'm talking about almost a million people in the streets of Barcelona. And I came out there when I, as soon as I heard all the news that was happening.
It's like the footage of the UN troops raping little kids has come out in Haiti.
Yep.
That's right. We're going to show who you are. We're going to use your Big Brother tool against you.
But this is what happened. The million people came out on the streets saying enough is enough. We stand with these people. We are the people. We had enough of that 1% screwing everybody over. And the next day, when everybody left, and there were still people sleeping there, there wasn't a police officer in sight. And when I came there, when I was documenting everything, I never even saw a police officer there. They were afraid. They backed up. It backfired.
Yeah, but what kind of cop wants to beat women? I've seen the footage of them beating women, spraying pepper spray in babies' faces. And the mother says, why'd you do that? And they say, you bleeper, don't take a kid to a protest.
Insecure, angry, fearful people. And I think the main problem we face in our society is the fear. I mean, police officers sadly have to deal with the worst in our community. And they fear everybody. They're afraid of people because they see the worst in people. But we have to show them and show them respect. And that's what's happening also in Spain and in New York City right now, is saying, you're not the enemy. You're one of us. Your pensions are being screwed.
Some of the cops are nice that had them come over. But man, in New York, a lot of the cops, they look like something out of a joke, out of a comic book of a corrupt cop.
Yeah.
Belly hanging out, hat on the back of their head, smoking cigarettes, cigars, going, you know the types
they're
talking
all insecure
about.
and they feed on your fear. They want to intimidate you. But as soon as you look them in the eyes and you show them you're not afraid of them, they don't know what to do. They start stuttering, they start mumbling, they start
no, I know.
Out because once you show them you're a human being and you look them in the eyes and you make that contact,
you also show them the authority.
Exactly, you show them that we're a human being. We could be your brother,
you're just
your
criminal in a monkey suit. That piece of badge doesn't mean jack crap, buddy. I come with the authority of common law and the republic.
Yeah, and we have rights within us. We just have to realize them and use them. We don't use them, they're going to go away. And they're going away because everybody's happy with just being patted down at a football game right now. But we're trying to change that, and it is changing. And I see beautiful things coming ahead.
And Luke, we told people that was coming.
Oh,
and it's total TSA takeover, man.
Yeah, it's going to get worse and worse and worse until we stand up, until we do something. And I do believe in positivity. I do believe we could get a lot of good
things. I agree. We're going to win. We're winning on Gardasil is now the big issue, the Fed. But so many people that really wake up at first think we're doomed.
Yeah.
They don't understand. It's got to get bad before it gets good.
There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of, again, fear, because you're afraid of what's going to happen. People are paranoid. But once we get rid of that, once we lose all that negativity,
you just got to commit.
Anything could happen. Nothing is impossible. And that's what Roseanne Barr told me. We are winning. And I told her, we just have to realize that, and we will be winning. And it's all in our hands. It's right in front of us.
Well, that's why they're getting ready to throw Obama to the wolves.
Yeah, we have the true potential within ourselves to do anything in this world, and it's us just believing it. It's us going out there and doing it. I mean, that's what made me start We Are Change, is the idea of being the change we
want
in this world.
Stay there. We got to get some headphones. We're going to take some calls and a bunch of other issues with Luke Radowski of We Are Change. Yeah, taking on the New World Order, Luke Radowski here with us in studio. And there he is, willing to go for broke in The Running Man, the number one television show in the whole wide world. And who loves you and who do you love? The Running Man, brought to you by the Department of Justice. You know, it's incredible that everything in that movie is now coming true. Mm-hmm. Telescreens, big sis messages on coffee cups. I mean, it's like they've gone and gotten the worst comic book of a police state, complete with a weird, you know, lady that looks like a man up there. And they're clearly are the terrorist, and it's coming out. The government's bringing in the drugs, confirmed, and the government's bringing the guns out. I mean, how can people not believe in false flag terror with all the stuff they've seen, Luke?
I mean, it's impossible. I mean, we try to dumb it down to them as much as we can. We have not only all these celebrities calling for it, but family members, rescue workers, survivors. And then we go up to the people who are supposed to investigate it, like Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton. And every time we ask them a question there, they'll lie to our face or they run away like little cowards. And that's what we've been proving to people. Simple questions about Philip Zelikow writing the outline before the commission was even started, a Bush insider. It was a total cover-up. We don't know the whole truth behind 9/11, and we deserve to know it because it's still affecting us today. This is why we still have the pat downs. This is why we have the TSA groping everybody, and it's the key to getting freedom and liberation for all of us.
And 10 years later, exactly 10 years later, things aren't getting less police state; they're getting more and fast. Luke, do you agree with me that they're clearly building up and prepping everybody for a new stage terror attack?
I mean, that's why it's so important to expose 9/11. The more we expose 9/11, the less likelihood of another terrorist attack that's going to happen.
And they're mad. Their little favorite tool is in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've been using it throughout history. But now, because of the internet, we're able to expose it. We're able to show people what really happened in history and showing a true side of the story from the survivors, from the rescue workers, from real people who are involved in it, instead of the people who just write the history books. And we're changing that right now, and it's a beautiful time to be alive, and we could do anything, man. It's insane.
Well, you probably didn't see the nightly news last night, but we had Kurt Haskell on with breaking news. He's been going to the Underwear Christmas Day Mutalib bomber events, and he says Mutalib's been threatened or tortured. He won't let his lawyers defend him. He's talked to the lawyers he fired and the new standby lawyers. They're like, no, we know it's government set up.
Oh, yeah, no surprise. Yeah. Look what happens with the 9/11 Commission, all based on torture that the CIA destroyed all the tapes afterwards. So the whole 9/11 Commission, the whole investigation is based on torture evidence that nobody has even ever seen and is already destroyed.
And I mean, who knows if they even set it under torture?
Yeah. It makes no sense. It's their word, and we have to believe them, supposedly, but that it can't stick up anymore, man.
Well, what about this new hoax where they're saying 9/11 truth is dead? I've been seeing this one. All I see is it's like we won. Everybody's kind of moving on.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the opposite.
I mean, we've woken up a lot of people together with the movies you put out and what we've been trying to do. We've been trying to reach as many people as we can, and we're reaching more and more and more people every single day.
And for people that don't know, you've confronted hundreds and hundreds of globalists with just real questions and made the news over and over again.
Globalists, people involved in 9/11, confronting the lies of 9/11, like Giuliani and Joe Biden. I mean, it's so obvious. The journalists are not doing their job. We're doing it for them. And when we go up with questions about 9/11 truth, these people like Larry Silverstein pretty much are inviting conspiracy theories by not answering any of the questions and looking guilty as you could just from a simple question. Just it's so perplexed how they could just get away with it. It's out there for everybody to see.
Well, you commit a crime so big that it threatens to bring down the entire structure. That's how they do this.
Yeah, and you see it in their faces. As soon as we ask them a question about 9/11 truth, or we ask them about their involvement in the 9/11 events, you see their face turn white, you see them stumble, you see them shaking, and you see them running away. I mean, when I talked to Hamilton, he was shaking. The guy was literally shaking.
No, I've seen the videos with a lot of these guys. You come up, they're not shaking. You ask the question, and it starts.
Yeah. You got the jittery going on. You got them running away. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times, it's just absurd things happen. I try to be polite. I try to look them in the eyes, shake their hands, and as soon as I ask them the question, security grabs me by two arms and drags me out the event. I mean, it's just a question. If we're wrong, tell us we're wrong. Prove it to us. But they haven't done that at all. All they want to do is run away.
You're like, 6 of the 10 have said it's a fraud and criminal cover-up, and you know, we'd like to know about this document and that document. How did the passports survive? Why were U.S. troops standing by to invade Afghanistan the days before? Yeah, why did all this happen? And then they just totally freak out. Or what about the Bin Laden thing, Luke?
Oh, yeah, that's totally absurd. I mean, I was there when the news broke outside the White House, and people were celebrating because they thought it was Saddam Hussein. I mean, that's how dumbed down the public
is. Right. You shot that video with them going, we killed Saddam.
Yeah.
They don't even know it's a brown guy. He's dead.
Yeah, just a brown guy. I mean, that's...
And it was liberals out there going, I'm feeling good for America right now.
And it's because of our ignorance and compliance that they're getting away with this, and that's what we're trying to show. It's the education of the people that could really change things in this world, and that's what we're trying to do here, and you're doing an excellent job at it, man.
Well, they invest their identity in Obama, and so finally he's got to win. Finally something good's happening. Finally, you know, this is so exciting. We're going to go to break and come right back with Luke Radowski, our guest, and your phone calls and a smattering of key news. Stay with us. Okay, I want to go to Laura, who's been holding patiently. I want to get to Joe and James and Jay and Steve. We're going to get to everybody. In fact, let's go ahead and go back to Laura in California. You're on the air, Laura, with Luke Radowski and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. So, anyway, we were talking about the TSA... the proms at the high schools and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. You called in about an hour ago, and then you were on hold, and I went to you for new listeners, and you were saying something happened at your school. We were going to break. I said I'd get back to you later. So something happened at your school. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, between all the vaccine mandates and all the games they're playing there, and then along with the drug searches, and my senior, who was graduating in March or May of this year, she just casually mentioned to me that the drug dogs came in and they were told they had to leave the classroom. And I'm like, oh, no. So she's just, it doesn't even faze her, which just stresses me out. And then she's like, we left the classroom and we were told we could not take any of our personal items, nothing. And then they stepped us out into the courtyard, and if we were to look in to the classroom while they were doing a search, they would pull us aside or yell at us and tell us we couldn't look inside the classroom.
Yeah, I know. This is basic prisoner training. Not only are there Fourth Amendments being violated with no due process or probable cause, you're guilty until proven innocent. Now, God knows what the police and TSA caught constantly planting stuff, stealing. There's like 5 articles of TSA reportedly raping, killing, stealing, and not even getting in trouble today. Then if your daughter looks in, she gets in trouble. And they used to do drug dogs and sweeps when I was in high school, for part of my high school in Dallas. And I knew the cops were dealing drugs. I'd get in their face. I'm like, dude, I don't use the drugs. You're shelling people. And they would get so angry and pull me in and slam my head in the wall and let me know, you know, buddy, you better keep your mouth shut. But again, the drug dealers have to do this so you don't know that they're the ones dealing the drugs. But let me ask you, because you live in California, and then get Luke Radowski's take on this. This is happening with a whimper. Not with a bang. I mean, I myself this morning in the shower was going, man, why aren't I more angry that in California, we got mad at Rick Perry for lying and saying it's the law, you got to take shots. Now in California, they're just saying, we're going to give your kids the Gardasil shot without parental consent. The bill is on the governor's desk, and they spin it like, well, the kids have the choice as young as 6 or 9, depending on which policy it allows them to follow. But a child, you can't say, well, the child consented to drinking Jack Daniels at 10 years old. You get contributing to the delinquency of minors. They don't, as a child, have the right to give their consent. Or, well, the kid got in my car, you know, the 12-year-old did, so it's okay. No, that's kidnapping, even if they consent. This is the government kidnapping your kids and telling parents, we're going to kill their babies without you knowing. We're going to now shoot them up without you knowing. I mean, this is outrageous. Give me your take on that, Laura.
Well, here's the thing is, and it's really, you know, you have to find out why. And it's, like you've said, it's this mind control game and, you know, learning, like, if you read, and it's a huge book, but it's Strategy and Hope and understanding why all this is happening so far out.
Yeah, this is dog training. This is submissiveness training. We are being taught how to be prisoners. Everything in America now is about learning your scum. You don't have any personal space. The government's going to put their hands on you. We're going to taser you. We're going to take your blood. We're going to grab your genitals. That's the way it is. We're protecting you from the terrorists. And then you go research. The government's shipping the drugs in, the guns out, and putting bombers on planes. They're terrorists. Look, we have terrorists and a bunch of control freaks that work for them.
Alex, this doesn't surprise me. I mean, I went to high school in Brooklyn, and randomly, once a week, they would put up metal scanners, pat you down, search you, go through your lockers without any permission at all. The NYPD even has its own school task force that randomly comes into a different school and searches.
And Hollywood sold the gangster culture. Yeah. The government ships the drugs in. It's all been planned.
Takes away their cell phones, takes away their iPods, takes away everything from them, and gives them detention for having a phone in school. The reason probably why they don't want the phones is because you could quickly turn on the camera and expose them. But this is also interesting what's happening in New York City. The NYPD is actually sending undercover detectives as spies into Brooklyn College. One of my colleges I used to go to is sending spies to listen into the teachers and the students and the student clubs to get information out of them. The NYPD intelligence office that is closely connected with the CIA and at the same time
that's on record.
Sending officers all over the world. I mean, the NYPD is really like its own branch of the CIA.
They use the NYPD to go after the Second Amendment in other states, and that's the thing. Yeah. The Pentagon, the Army, the police are now being turned as weapons against the people.
Yeah, where's the limit? It's a local police department that's sending officers all around this country, all around the world to entrap people, to spy on people, to get them into trouble.
These are political commissars.
Yeah, Big Brother 1984, nothing's new. They're all out there watching us, and it's pretty insane that they would send undercover agents to a school.
Well, of course they're watching us. They know they staged 9/11.
To listen what's going on and what students are talking about. I mean, this is what they're using.
No, they know they know they staged 9/11. They know they're shipping the narcotics in, mm-hmm. and they know we're waking up. So they've got to get all the power in their view or go to prison.
Yeah, anybody resisting them, especially the professors. I mean, thank God.
What do you think of this, though, that the system has nothing left to lose now? They've committed so many crimes, they're going for full broke.
I mean, we have nothing to lose either, but the chains around our wrists, so we have to make a stand as well and stand up.
You got some good news you're going to point out?
Good news as far as the Adam Kokesh case?
Well, you were saying they got some good news, and then I interrupted.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but the point is a lot of good things are happening. Hey, listen, Laura, I appreciate your call. Kokesh, the dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, not allowed.
Yeah, not allowed.
Even moving your body, la, la, la.
Well, he had a court day today, and the charges were dropped against him and the other five dancers, so they were actually facing prison time, and all the charges were actually dropped, so they're not facing anything, of course. It was.
Yeah, but why would the system try to put him in jail? Why would they try to put a guy in jail for life for videotaping cops?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but that is hardcore criminal.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if the cops wrongfully arrest you for videotaping because they're scared of what you tape. That's bad. But like going, the state is coming to support the county. We want life in prison, Your Honor.
Yeah.
And they do, and these people feel good. They smiled. I saw on the news, we want life in prison. Yeah, we're hardcore. And we're going to forcibly inject your kids.
People need to get involved with the local legislator and change his local wiretapping laws in Illinois. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, but I've read the law. Right, it says it's not a public place, though.
Exactly. And they interpret it as they want. So it's their interpretation of the law. So hopefully he gets a good lawyer, fights this, and sets a precedent for other people in Illinois who will be filming cops and won't have to face the same ordeal that he's facing right now.
You're absolutely right, Luke. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in South Carolina, holding like a true trooper. You're on the air, Joe.
Yeah, in South Carolina, back to the vaccine issue, they won't let your kids go to school unless you get the chickenpox vaccine.
It's a hoax. I've checked. There's no laws. They lie to you, sir, and say it's the law. It's a policy. And they've got to give you a waiver. But there's no law. You've got to get the waiver. Look,
right.
Jaron, you brought it in yesterday, and I meant to show it on TV last night, and I left it in this stack. Will you re-pull the USA Today from 2007 you dug up where Perry said it's the law and, quote, ordered it? Now he says, he just recommended it. No, he got on the news and said it's the law. And now you notice it's not the law. So I'm telling you, they're lying to you, which is another level of how criminal they are, sir. I'm sorry, go ahead. Tell me about what's going on in South Carolina.
Years ago, and, we had a son who has autism and Tourette's, and at the time, I was like, I don't want him getting any shots, and they're like, he won't be allowed to go to school if it's the Department of Health in the state that said that, and they're like, if you don't have this form showing that he got the vaccine, he won't be able to attend the school. So, I mean, again, I wasn't aware at the time, and I just went along with it. But I look back on it now, and I feel horrible about it.
By the way, that's a criminal conspiracy. If I was to get on the news, on the radio and authoritatively on the news, say, everyone who's not inoculated must show up at vaccination day at Zilker Park from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., or you will not be allowed in school, and then you will be arrested for truancy if you do not. This is what I hear on local news every year. TV, radio, print, show up at these injection centers or you will go to jail. Now that is a criminal racketeering hoax. But everybody goes along with it. Everybody will. You can even go out and hand the parents. This has happened in other cities. Flyers saying, here's the state exemption code. And cops will come over and say, don't interfere with what we're doing with riot cops. I've seen it on the news. And we'll arrest people. I mean, you're literally going to victims. Look, you don't have to take the shot. And there's cops. Get back. We're doing it. I mean, this tyranny's been going on forever.
Yeah, it's outrageous lies. And it's up. That's why the truth is so important. This piece of information. I mean, when I first came to this country, they never gave my parents an option. When I went to public school, they said, vaccinate them or you're not going to get into school at all. And sadly, I remember being forced to take these vaccinations. Something inside me made me not want to do it. I was doing everything I could, but they don't give you a choice. That's why the truth is so important. That's why you have to keep spreading the message and affecting local communities.
And now we know what they're doing. People. They are undoubtedly, and literally hundreds of documents, giving people delayed cancer injections. It's viruses that go impregnate themselves into the cell DNA that are designed at certain hormone levels. When hormone levels drop, it kills you. You die. In fact, I have articles here today. I didn't even get to them. In fact, I'll get to them in the next segment after some more calls, where they admit a doubling in cancer and another doubling in the next 15 years, the UN is saying. And they're just throwing it in our face how they're doing it to us.
Yeah, no surprise.
Of course they're sticking their hands down our pants and staging terror attacks. Of course they're out of control. Because this is a guild of psychos.
Yeah, people, please get educated. Share this information with your brothers, your sisters, your family, your neighbor, because that's the only thing you have. They're not giving you an option out there. They're telling you what they want to do with you, but you have another option. The truth, the waivers, you need to know about this. Spread this message to everybody, and don't be afraid to be who you are and spread this information. It could change lives. It could save lives. And it's all in your hands right now, guys.
Okay, let's go ahead now and go to another phone call. Hey, guys, with the camera, let me show you what I'm talking about. See how I'm right here? And there's negative edge right there. See all that space right there? See, I mean, it's not just that I'm not in the middle. I'm completely on the other side in the camera shot right there. I mean, I'm completely, even if I try to swing around this way, I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out these new systems we're running here. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Fittingly that I'm calling you right now, the Fed just made their decision. They're going to do $400 billion worth of Treasury purchases. And I've been trying to call you the last couple of weeks because I've really wanted you to get Bob Chapman to break down the bond market. Because I believe that the people are mistaking safety with liquidity. You know, the market's the deepest, most liquid market in the world. And until the bond market blows up, which is going to happen, I don't think that we're not going to see the evidence of anything really spiraling out of control. Yields actually just backed up on a 30-year down to about 3%. And I think people are just buying. It's out of control. And I would love Bob Chapman to be able to break down the bond market.
Well, by keeping interest rates low and doing all this, they're driving people into the bonds, and that's going to be the next thing to go down. So I will bring that up to Bob Chapman. I mean, I've studied it. It's very technical. But basically, we're seeing the beginnings of hyperinflation, and people are running into these government securities as a hedge of protection. What's your view on it?
My view is it's just that people are continuously running to it as a form of safety, and they're mistaking it. You know, like it's liquid, and they're able to shift around billions of dollars very easily without, you know, manipulating the market. I traded in a 30-year Treasury pit in Chicago when it was an open outcry market, and I can be the first one to tell you when that market goes down, it is pandemonium. And I've heard Peter Schiff say recently that there's not going to be a shift out of you know, like people aren't going to start buying stocks just because they're going to sell bonds. He says they're pretty much just isn't going to be any bids, and it's just going to get
Well, we see a lot of institutions and people going into bonds, but with the treasuries, we see the Chinese buying less and less, and the Federal Reserve having to monetize a lot of it. So it's a weird thing that's happening.
It is honestly, it's mind boggling. It's very hard to figure out. But I think that when that market has its problem, when that day comes, and interest rates start to rise, and they can't service the debt, that's going to be when the hyperinflation you're talking about comes about. And until that day happens, I think we just move along with the status quo when it comes to the economy. That's my view.
Well, the status quo is just a slow slide into depression. But look, here's something important for new listeners. There's been a premeditated police state grid built for collapse that accelerated when they got rid of Glass-Steagall in the late 90s. This whole thing is premeditated, to the point of which we told you that the private banks would say, okay, give a private financial dictatorship over Europe, have the euro turn into a banking dictatorship, and then expand a bank of the world out of that to, quote, pay off all these derivatives. And now it's being done. I appreciate your call. Luke, what is it like for you to see them more and more coming out with announcements of world government?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're going to be more blatant, more out and open to it. But that's why we have to do the opposite and expose them for what it really is and make people understand it's not a good thing. Just because it has new in it doesn't mean it's a good world order. And we have to tell them it's a lot like the old world order where elites and the feudal system was intact, where people and kings and elites ruled everything and told people what to do. So I think it's not surprising at all. But if they're doing it, they're moving a little bit too quick, and they're going to expose themselves as this happens. And they are. And they pretty much are. And that's why so many people are waking up to it every single day.
Well, these psychopaths' instinct is to amass power to, quote, protect themselves from angry people that they've wronged. But in every case, the gilded cage they build for the public is the cage that ends up holding them.
Yeah, they love bragging about it, like chief member Divignon of the Bilderberg Group, who said, yeah, we created the euro. Yeah, sure.
And we made it to become a receivership arm for Europe.
Exactly. Openly bragging in an interview that this is happening. But it's interesting how they could brag, but when you come up to them with a question, I don't understand, like, because they know that we know.
Well, no, it's part of a disrespect for us, but they're also scared of us. And see, this is a scientific dictatorship. They're on such power trips that it's like we're in a petri dish. They're putting the stuff in our water, our food, got their psychological warfare programs. They've got all their minions that have sold out for a little bit of money or sold out for petty, you know, power. And they're just moving forward scientifically. And it's like they don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, I remember talking to Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico, about the New World Order, the North American Union. He was like, yeah, it's going to be intact in about 10 to 20 years. We're going to have a New World Order, a North American Union, openly bragging about it. I don't know if he had a couple too much to drink, but he was openly talking.
Look, I got to say this as we go to break. I know no one probably now who's done more guerrilla journalism interviews with world leaders than you. And then you've inspired now hundreds of thousands of other people be doing the same thing, which is bringing back real journalism.
Exactly. That's what we want to do at We Are Change. We want to get rid of the mainstream media. We are pretty much the mainstream media. We're getting all their audience. We want to make them obsolete because they're not doing their job. Their corporate masters are telling them what to cover. It's what the elites want you to know, not what we should know. And that's why we're doing this for free. We're doing this for you. And we're going to take over all of the mainstream media, and there's nothing stopping us.
Well, we're going to be talking about it more. I may even have you pop in tomorrow. You're here for a couple more days. I guess you're going home tomorrow night. We'll be right back with a few more calls in this cancer news. And then I'll be on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, on a host of key issues. Stay with us. Okay, look, I want to go to all these calls, and I've got to quit doing overdrive because we got the nightly news now, and that's the big focus after the show is to get ready for that. And we've got the big Gardasil special tonight, the eugenics, the population control, the evidence that it is basically a biological weapon causing autoimmune disorders. They're trying to make mandatory in California and other states right now. Mexico's announced it's mandatory. And before, they didn't have laws. Now they're actually trying to pass laws to make it mandatory. This is a big, big deal, and I've gotten so conditioned, Luke, I'm dropping the ball on this. But there's a big report out today from the American Dream, great research blog, that links to the World Health Organization and other mainstream reports. Billions spent on a cure for cancer, yet cancer rates continue to explode. They've doubled in the last decade along with diabetes. And the UN says with 12.6 million people with cancer each year, 7.5 million die, that it's estimated by 2030, so like 18 years from now, that it will double again. And it just gets crazier and crazier. The number of cases has risen from 640,000 back in 1980 to 12.6 million. I mean, I say doubling. It's just exponential, Luke.
I mean, what do you
I mean, pretty soon, just everybody has cancer. The government's like, we have shots. It's not these. You know, it's we love you.
Yeah, and even, you know, some of my friends who are 20 years old are getting cancer, and it's pretty surprising knowing that this is happening. I mean, what do you expect?
But mommy and daddy got them all the shots.
Exactly. All the vaccines, all the pus-filled food that's genetically modified, all the crap they're spraying in the air. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, and that's why it's so important for all.
Why are they doing this?
Seriously,
I mean, listen. Walter Mondale's daughter died at 51, along with Ted Kennedy's daughter at 51, and that's long. I mean, listen, a bunch of people in this office, their girlfriends, wives, neighbors, they're all dying. Yeah. There's just people dying everywhere.
My grandma, who's taking NutraSweet all the time, passed away because of cancer. My aunt just had it. So it's just insane knowing that more and more people are contracting it. And I don't know why they're doing it. It's just mind blowing. Like,
because they're control freak murderers,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and you know, deep down, we all know this is not the way we want to live our life. This is not the way we should be living our life.
Man. Well, these people are murderers, yeah. And I want to get that right out in the open. You know, the globalists aren't just staging 9/11 or shipping some guns to Mexico. And look, folks, if you can't grow up and admit to yourselves that there's been secret testing on the troops and little kids, and they radiated 4,500 little kids or more. I mean, that's all admitted. If you can't even admit what's admitted, you're never going to have a chance against these people. Most of us are already walking dead. They've already shaved a third off our lives. I said I'd take calls here. We're going to send out in 30 minutes the newsletter with last night's show, getting into Gardasil, getting into the imploding economy with Peter Schiff. The incredible interview I meant to play today, but he's going to be on with us tomorrow live with Kurt Haskell. Dealing with the fact that he's going to the Mataleb underwear bomber trial, and his own lawyers say it's an inside job stage, but the government won't let that be brought forward. That's going to be emailed out on the InfoWars Insider. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com, folks, if you want to get that, because we're sending that out in about 30 minutes at the end of the show. I need to get to all these calls here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do 5 minutes overdrive, criminal overdrive, which I've told Jaron not to allow me to do. By the way, the crew's doing a great job. I'm complaining about camera stuff earlier just because I was getting a chair up to get something out of a tall cabinet this morning, a wooden chair, and the whole thing collapsed, and my foot went down on the screws, and all this is bleeding everywhere. I'm just in a bad mood now. I'm in a generally bad mood here.
Everything's all right, man. Everything's going to be fine, man.
Don't you get mad when you get hurt? I don't even get mad that I'm like hurt and it hurts. I'm mad that I'm hurt.
Yeah. Well, I just, it's whatever.
Makes me angry.
Yeah, don't be angry.
Makes me angry.
Don't be angry. It's all right.
You know, I have an anger management problem, Luke.
You just got to understand everything's, the only thing that matters in life is your reaction. It doesn't matter what happens, it's how you react to it. So always remember that.
Thank you, Obi-Wan. Luke. Maybe we need to have you in here 3 hours a day. I'll just turn it all over to you. See how you are in a couple years. Not. See if you've gone crazy.
Yeah. No, thank you.
All right. Hey, I've had Aaron do the show and do the TV show. He's pretty tuckered at the end of it. All right. We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. I'm going to come back with a few calls and overdrive. Segment. Let's jam in a few of the folks that have been holding the longest. Let's talk to James in Michigan, a Michigander. Welcome, sir, to the airwaves.
Hello, everyone. Lots going on here in Michigan. First, another taser death by Warren Police Department. The state took over the case to determine the criminality of the victim's death. I'm waiting to hear back from the family. Someone's going to file the FOIA for the 911 call, squad car footage, and the whole report to bring justice to Richard Kikonis. Also, second, you mentioned David Rockefeller in 1966 with the vaccines. He did a lot of things in 66, including but not limited to shaking hands with labor titan Walter Reuther, at the 1966 Bilderberg meeting in West Biden, Germany. I have the documents directly from Walter's presidential archive proving his secret meeting with the architects of NAFTA. Mr. Reuther was very aware of the global plan for deindustrialization of the West, and that's why, thirdly, I started a statewide political party in Michigan called the Anti-NAFTA Party. Our stellar platform page exposes the architects of NAFTA at antinaftaparty.org, and we are looking for a petition drive volunteers in Michigan. So even if the GOP dark horse is still Ron Paul's Michigan primary thunder, we then hope to include his name on the 012 ballot. You know, he's the only one truly against NAFTA, GATT, and the WTO. Back to you, AJ.
Well, no, that's absolutely true, dealing with these people and expanding on that. NAFTA and GATT are just political agreements to then merge us with the European Union. That's how they set up the European Union, was trade agreements. People need to figure out how these guys are patient in what they do. Luke?
Yeah, they take their time with it. And we actually talked to Christopher Dodd about calling for the the NAFTA superhighway and all that stuff. And he actually didn't even know he voted for it. So, I mean, these politicians don't even know what they're
voting. No, they lie to you, man. That's like whenever Gary Hart was like, I never wrote a letter to Ackman Dennis Jr. You're like, well, here it is. And they're like, oh, yeah, I did write that.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if these guys are just taking orders from the people who control them. Who knows what's really going on, but they could play stupid, whatever it is, but it's up to us to go up there, film them, and get the real truth. Because
remember the BBC reporter that went to Jane Stanley and announced Building 7 had floated and fallen?
Yep.
And We Are Change England was talking to him, or it was one of those groups, we played the video.
And he was denying. He was like,
I took my son to the theater that day. Yeah. I remember.
I wasn't there.
And we're like, dude, you were anchoring all day.
Yeah, here's the video. Here's the...
And he goes, and he like a cat caught with a canary in his mouth, he goes, I do remember... Yes, I've got to go now. Excuse me.
He actually said on record, he was like, well, it looks like you guys are insinuating there was a conspiracy, and based on what I just saw, I think you guys are right. So this is his exact words that he said in the YouTube video.
Yeah, but why would he first then try to deny it?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, the other journalist, Jane Stanley, got confronted. I heard she ran into a closet, ran away from the We Are Change UK guys.
Another guy, the head of Visor Consultancy that ran the drills, the exact buses and trains hit, he ran and hid in the closet.
Ran away, no surprise. They always run away. I mean, but that's...
Like, run away, run quickly. All right, thank you so much, caller from Michigan. I'm sorry to everybody else. But I had to get to the callers that have been holding for eons. I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time on InfoWars Nightly News. And we do have Andrew Wakefield in studio. But we're going to get into this hoax that they say. There's been no adverse reactions from Gardasil. There's water isn't blue. Grass isn't green. And we're going to show all those lies. But we're also going to show the hoax when they said that Wakefield had been discredited. The opposite has now happened. It was another hoax. I mean, these people, just like WMDs in Iraq, just like passports surviving on 9/11 and being found, they're all about the big lie. And once the media commits to the lie, they're always going to defend it.
Exactly. And that's why it's up to us to provide them that information, because people just believe everything they see and hear on the mainstream media. And we're breaking that, and we're winning this info war, I have to say, man. I mean, so many more people are waking up every single day, every single minute, every single time we put something out there. It's amazing seeing people just wake up. And we do that when we talk to people in Times Square, showing them Building 7. Never saw it before, because the mainstream media doesn't show them.
We're the underdog, but we have truth, and that is a mighty weapon. Yeah. And it doesn't need to be a secret weapon. It needs to be a unsecret weapon.
A lot more powerful than their guns, their tasers, their batons, their mass propaganda. We have the only thing that matters, and that's truth, and also love.
Hey, passion. It's like fighting the Soviet Union. You just got to discredit it. We'll see you tonight, 7.